This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening. It's a little after 7. It is a Tuesday night in Central Phoenix. This is Q-Talk America. Hi to all of you listening and to all the ships at sea. It's The Show. We come to you live every Tuesday right here from the Q-Talk America studios in the heart of Phoenix, Arizona. I am your humble and always quiet host. I'm sorry, that's Al. I'm Clayton McKee. In studio with me, as always, it is Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Alfred Perkins.
Well, hello.
Well, we've all managed to get here once again on this lovely... The weather could not be more gorgeous right now.
Beautiful.
With the exception of whatever the hell is blowing around causing me to cough with this irritating tickle cough.
I think it's the pine trees. No, I'm serious. The pine trees.
I've never heard
really?
Pine... Really?
Yeah, come to my house. And the green
come to my house. Yeah. If you want to feel really bad.
Yeah. Feel shitty. No, but the green, it's like coming out. It's sitting on my front porch. Just like
oh, that's the pollen
the dust,
and stuff?
Right.
And we have these little white... something or other, like flowery type things that are all over the inside of our house. Every time we track, you know, they're tracking in and out, and they're making me sneeze like crazy.
Oh,
I sneezed so many times on my bike ride over here. I peed a little.
Oh!
These pod things. My neighbor has a street that has these long pod things that are blowing into my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And if I liked them less, I would throw them back in the
like
yard.
Like helicopter. You remember the
right,
Midwest?
Right, from the Midwest. The helicopters, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell these are.
I'm going to tell you, all those things, get them the fuck out of your yard, because otherwise you'll have a million trees.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'll kill them. Please do not worry about anything growing.
Get your lawn human to,
yeah.
to eradicate
Clean
those
that
for
up.
You. Exactly.
Right.
Well, once again, good evening. We are here every Tuesday night for 3 hours. We start at 7 p.m., go till 10. We have a few things we like to do every week. We do a little headlines, a little drinking game in the beginning of hour two. We've added Dr. Drew's Death Watch or Death Den to our show. We start that at hour three. Also, we're going to have some entertainment news coming up. Also, this is Pride Week, boys and girls.
Yay.
For those of you not in the Phoenix metropolitan area, it is our Gay Pride annual party. We call it the Party in the Park. The beautiful thing is the parade that we have goes straight, it's on a, no pun intended, the parade starts and runs along 3rd Street. 3rd Street dumps into Indian Steel Park, which is where the entire festival happens. So it's all convenient. You watch the parade and then dump right into the park and you're good to go for 2 days of fun in the sun right here in Central Phoenix. I did confirm on the ride over here, I was telling Al earlier as I was screaming at a woman who didn't look to the right when she pulled out of a parking lot and damn near killed me. Because I was riding my bike. I'm confirmed mom's coming to the parade. Is your mom confirmed?
Mom is confirmed. She was, I think she texted Di. I'm not sure.
Oh, she might have.
She may have. I don't know. She was talking about it. They were hoping to have gotten together this weekend to celebrate your mother.
Cool.
But.
Yeah, that didn't happen. No. I saw her briefly Friday. By the way, happy belated birthday,
happy
Mom.
Happy birthday.
I did go up and see her very briefly on Friday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
last
Friday.
A little late, but happy birthday.
Yeah, she and Aaron share the same birthday.
Yes, that's true.
Friday.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that's all we know.
Yes, absolutely.
Mom's coming to get me.
Mom said something about a hat dye. I don't know what that means.
I will not be wearing it. I mean, hell, Katie and I haven't even figured out what the hell we're going to wear together.
I think they're going to do floppy hat things.
Oh, they are?
I don't know.
The moms are?
I'm making it up. It might be.
Gotcha.
But I did 1 year a big floppy hat.
I do
that
remember
was fun.
That.
I
and
felt
you had your
very
big sunglasses.
Golden Girls chic.
Yeah.
It was good.
Little Audrey Hepburn.
You had her big
yeah.
black.
Well, you know, the way that the sun is usually on that day, no matter, I mean, unless it's in December, it's always like sunburn.
Our
sun
pride is not in December.
I always want to wear a big floppy hat to that thing.
You just think it's fashionable.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Yeah. I felt like I was sunning on the lanai.
Yeah.
I was
oh,
not.
No.
But
that's European.
Hopefully.
Not the way you say it.
Oh, no. I could never say
we
like that.
We love Arizona rooms
yeah,
here.
Exactly. Right. Thanks. The sun porch.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully the weather will be lovely.
Porch. Oh, I think it's going to be gorgeous.
And you all will be there.
Ahead, shall we?
And we mm-hmm. will be, once again, spending our pre-parade morning at Cobalt.
Yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Any local listeners that are, you know, wanting to get a little Bloody Mary on.
Juiced.
We have a little inspirational beverage before we go.
Or two.
However it works out.
Oh, because now the only time I ever went to the pre-show game was pre-game show.
Whatever.
Was at
Cruisin'
7.
Well, yeah. We used to. Oh.
That was a good time.
Well, then that just became a shitty mess.
Yeah.
Because, everybody
those
got wasted.
Those bloodies are real right. good.
Mother Johnny.
Oh, they had Madonna on the jukebox, right. And I had a great right. time.
Mother Johnny does, she has a heavy hand, and she pours it well over there. But, we've moved it because, I think it's because it was just easier for us, I think, for some reason to hit Cobalt and then come directly over.
Yeah.
Geographically.
I mean, it's as broad as it is long, basically. But
right. But there's also, like,
that's
the porch.
Yeah. Oh no, I think I know why. Because it's an Edge Studios establishment and I chose to move it there. Right. I think that's what the actual thing is.
I was thinking it might bottom be something line. Different.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
A too strong a drink story here that all of a sudden I had to swallow.
I've never met a too strong a drink. Yeah. I don't think so. Looking ahead.
Oh my goodness.
Looking ahead to our weather, actually, Friday it's a high of 91. Saturday is 90. Sunday 91. So it's a beautiful weekend for us to have. No rain in sight.
So nice.
No
heat. Not a cloud in this. It'll just be a dust bowl like it always is.
Yeah. But it'll be about 10 degrees cooler. Yeah.
I mean, really, they move it about 10 degrees.
Hope, yes.
But here they go and they make this big thing and they move it sooner and everyone's thrilled. 90. Right. Aaron read that and went, oh my God. And I don't care.
I'm fine with
fantastic.
It.
It's fantastic.
I think last year over Pride, it was like in the hundreds.
Yeah, we were already in the hundreds.
And it had rained the weekend prior, so there was still like weird humidity hanging around.
Yeah,
it was just so awful.
It was a bit much.
It was miserable.
So,
mine is
looking forward.
Dust. By the time that the Tim wasn't here, I don't think I went last year at all. But the year before, and Tim and I are the same with like the grass gets trampled down, it gets dusty, and we're both like, shut up, Tim. Come on, no, we're both whiny about the same things. Like we're such little girls about like. We're such princesses. We want perfect weather and nice grass that will do nothing to help. We won't do anything to help it be green grass.
Big, beautiful shade trees.
Yeah.
Well, I understand also.
And me with my fan accepting callers.
Some of you who have been to Pride in the past couple of years knows Brandy has, we call them like Pringles because they look like big, huge Pringle chips.
Yeah.
But they're big shade tents. Mm. And there are apparently more this year than previous. Oh, so there's lots of areas to get out of the sun if you want to.
There are also more water features. So what they did last year. They had it in a weird spot last year. One little like big water tent that was kind of misting.
Okay.
They have more of those spread around the park and they're actually fantastic. So if you're like really hot, you know, you can just, it's a little kind of reprieve from the blistering
heat.
That's
smart, because it starts earlier in the sun all day.
Right.
You end up drinking liquor because what the fuck else are you going to drink
exactly.
there?
There are a couple of other more really liquor. Super nice benefits. Now, I don't know if
I have a flask I'm taking in that Marnie gave me last Christmas.
Oh, that's a treat.
I'm going to use my
Maybe I wouldn't broadcast that.
They're going to stop you at the gate.
Stop me?
Catch you down.
Frisk him.
I can hide a flask about anywhere, trust.
The wedding tent. Ooh, that's scary.
The wedding tent?
The wedding tent has air conditioning if they're doing that again. And Sway Events is running a VIP tent.
The VIP tent, right?
With air conditioning. They're piping in air and they've got misters and it's lovely.
I had to hide in the casino tent a couple of
Yes. it was packed because it was so hot.
I think that was the year that I was there with you guys that I got.
Yeah.
I stumbled into the casino tent never to be seen again. And I just came out of there and I'm like, oh, it's too hot. I'm going home.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm reminded of a modern family when something comes up, they're like, oh, now we're political. We leave LA Pride because of traffic.
Oh my gosh. I have watched a couple episodes of late of that and I'm just dying. Lily's delivery is getting better. As she gets older,
she's good.
Her timing is getting
funny.
The line that I sent you,
oh.
Well, Cam will be doing pickup and drops off of Reese. We got a letter.
And the other great thing is that, well, I loved it that Luke never liked her. And now that there's a new baby, now that Luke and Lily are
buddies
and they both hate the baby, that just cracked me up.
So awesome.
When they both decided they hated the baby because neither one of them are the baby anymore. And to clear up a little drama from the last 2 weeks.
What?
In my defense, because I watched this show,
IMD?
2 weeks ago, he called your kid Parker, too.
I did?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, nobody got on him for that.
We were all down your throat. Oh, you're an asshole.
Well, I think in my defense on this is the fact that I even acknowledge that she has a child.
So you can name this Mr. Jones. As long as I
know somewhere you have some offspring, no matter what its name.
It's important. Thank you for that.
Well,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the child. I've seen it crawl upstairs and alone or in pairs. It makes a slinkety sound.
I don't know what I was. I was like fast forwarding, trying to find something.
And, the end?
Yeah. When does this shit end?
Yes.
Well, I had something to find off of...
by all means, excuse me for this cough. It's going to go on all fucking there.
No, because you said a drinking word, and I went to write it down, and it disappeared. And I'm like, well, fuckily, this is recorded. So I went back and found it. So we have it for today's enjoyment.
Oh. I don't know that I use the word luckily with that, but okay.
Yeah. Fuckily, maybe.
Yeah. Fuckily. No, we were still in the luckily part of the broadcast.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was the first hour.
Literally. The first 10 minutes?
Could have been.
Well, it's just when somebody gets drunker than the rest of us, I was trashed. So that's what made me laugh.
Who was trashed?
Me.
When?
Last week, but
really?
I love it. Yeah, because what was making me laugh is it's all a comparative survey. As long as somebody else goes further over the edge, you look fine. Yeah.
I didn't notice you were drunk.
Well, there was a bigger sun shining down.
Right, exactly.
or rain cloud.
I was nearly a planet orbiting at that point.
You were Pluto. Yeah. You just left.
It was a Marnie centric drunkenness.
Oh my gosh.
My apologies.
Oh no. Because we've all taken a turn at that.
But you know what? You know what I'm happiest about this week? What I am happy about this week, as opposed to last week, was we are over the hurdle of the grand opening of the studios. That's all done. I'm glad because that was on my plate of shit I had to finish, and I'm glad that's done. There's been this past month has been a lot for me, to the point of I never ask for help, and I never ever get to the point. I literally locked myself in my house and didn't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, I don't care who the fuck you are. No. And somebody actually who is welcomed in my home came unannounced and opened a door, and I freaked out and like shaking, wigged out, nervous. He's like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "You fucking let me know when you're gonna come in this house."
Because I'm naked in the reclat, you were in your nude.
No, I was actually just sitting at my computer doing other work and doing things, but I wasn't expecting a door to open, and at my heightened sense of everything right now.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, can I just tap onto that for what I did this week?
Please.
It's the same story. Like, there's just been so many people in and out of my house, installing windows, doing this, doing that, like. Every week,
stealing things,
right? Exactly. It's a new project or new loss every
week.
Well,
we must acknowledge all people who pass through.
It's a busy house.
Last Wednesday, open door policy.
Exactly.
Last Wednesday, my cable box died. Like, just dropped
randomly.
Dead.
Oh my god, that had to have been. Why didn't you call?
I know.
I almost lost my breath.
Thank God I knew where all the level one traumas were around me.
No kidding.
So I got home last Tuesday, kind of drunk, wanting to watch TV. Nothing happened, and I started to panic, and I thought, oh, it's just got to reboot. And the next morning, I'm like, all right, no, this is serious. We're done. So I call them at like 5 o'clock, and I'm like, listen, I'm having a cable problem. They're like, oh, well, your cable box is dead. Can you be here? I can be there in five minutes. So I go there, and they're giving me their spiel about we can do this for you, we can do that for you.
All I want is a new box.
And so I'm listening, because I thought, oh, it's fun. You can tape one thing, and it's available in the other room. You can change rooms.
Oh, yeah. They
get
new
more
products.
Space, this new product. And the guy's,
how old was your box? And I don't mean that in some sort of a sexual reference.
Dusty. Uh-huh. The guy goes, well, it'll just take a few minutes for the man to come over to tell me, no. No one else in my house. And the guy, like, I freaked out.
Right.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to know I was doing that hard of a sell. I'm like, you're not. And one day I may want that, but for now, nobody in my house. They're done.
Yeah.
I'm done having people in and out of my house. And the guy's like, here's your box. And I felt so bad, but I honestly felt like somebody was strangling me when they said one more person was going to be in my fucking house.
You just saw your space.
Yeah, I was done.
Yeah, I agree. That was.
But it made me laugh, because the look on the guy's face showed the terror that was on mine.
And I'll admit this, though. Everybody knows, and you've known me for God, I mean, since I was thin and white. So I am opposed to, I am not a drug person. I don't like to take anything. I'm just like my mom. I'm like, there's no way in hell, if I can avoid taking anything, I will. My mind and everything has been spinning so bad. I actually was offered mercy, and I took, I'm not going to script the name of it.
Ambien
is Lucerne. One. Ambien and
Lunesta.
No, Ambien is the
but
first one.
But it was a
one.
Sleeping thing?
Yeah. Ambien's the first one. And
Restoril?
Then, what's the C one? Starts
Klonopin?
With a C.
Klonopin.
Oh, that is not a sleeping pill.
That's not a sleeping pill.
But it's awesome.
but it just checks you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, maybe that was in my drink.
No. So again, my friend, a friend of mine, I'm not going to mention names because I don't want my dealer to get busted.
I was going to say.
Because I was opposed to it. And he's like, seriously, he goes, you are so at the peak right now. He goes, you've got to. Because I hadn't slept for 3 days. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, I almost felt like you. And I can't even, going through life with that
and
feeling.
And you can always call me because I got all the toys.
I just needed to
not
just,
in my home.
I just needed to shut off. So literally, I told him, I'm like, look, I am shutting my phone off, which I never do. I'm like, I don't care if the whole goddamn county burns down. I'm going to get rest. And it really is amazing. After 2 nights of doing that, and that's all I had, that's all I asked for. Wow, the clarity today, it's a new day. It feels very, very different to me.
I want that.
I was like, take your own medicine, no pun intended. I say pull back and do less. The problem was, it wasn't my doing. It was a lot of other shit of everybody else's fell apart. And I have I own a truck, so I have to move people. I'm going to get rid of a truck.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of a truck. Do you think I can
just hide it? Like, tell everybody.
Oh, I don't have a truck.
I drive a smart car. Right. Barely fits me.
I only have a bike.
Yeah.
Barely fits me.
I have a smart car and a bike.
Sadly, a smart car would only barely fit me.
I can move your toaster and one sweater. Choose your favorite.
Oh, so that was kind of crazy.
And you can make toast on the way.
Exactly. Yeah. Possibly. No, we make
not
no
proven.
Guarantees.
Not
yeah.
proven.
Exactly.
It could happen.
All right. It is a quarter. Actually, it's 17 minutes after 7. It is the show on, what is this? The Q Talk America.
Who are we?
Oh, I'm trying to set stuff up. Where's this? There's that. Oh, my God. We're changing a little bit of the format because we're trying to fit more information to you more often. That's because we're a giver. We're givers like that here at the, what are we, Q Talk America?
Again, yes.
Yeah, we'll try that again. Fuck, let's see if this
perhaps
works.
Perhaps if we could write it on a door.
Marnie, we have a listener line, but yeah. We don't use it. Are you ready, Marn?
Yep.
She's ready to go. Let's see if we can pull this off. If not, well, fuck it. Here we go, taking a look at headlines on this, what appears to be a Tuesday night in Central Phoenix. We'll start now. A Tucson mayor and city council unanimously oppose transgender discrimination.
When it comes to gay marriage, get a cluey.
Cross-dressing, porn-selling priest guilty of heading up a Connecticut meth ring.
He has a gun, she has a rack.
Magic Johnson's son goes public with his boyfriend and dad is proud.
The weather is ghetto fabulous.
And Marie Osmond talks gay marriage about her lesbian daughter and her plus for marriage. I didn't write that headline very well. My bad. Terribly sorry about that.
Her plus?
Well, she's on board. I meant positive.
Thumbs up for marriage. Know, fuck.
Look, I was running very late and getting all this put
did
together.
Did she get a yes on the pregnancy stick?
Yes.
What is that?
God damn it.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, let's see if we can get through it. Let's see. First story, and I just saw this. In fact, Katie, knowing how you are and you've got your finger on the pulse of political things here in the state of Arizona. In Tucson, the city that said they couldn't, but they did. Oh, by the way, there's another thing about Tucson. I don't know if you all heard about, we'll talk about too, about the guy who got freed for being in prison wrongfully for 40 years.
Yeah.
The Tucson mayor and city council have voted unanimously to oppose SB 1045. Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick released the following statement to be read at a transgender visibility rally earlier this week. The comment is as follows. Our vote is in keeping with Tucson's proud legacy of embracing diversity and non-discrimination. We recognize that no community can succeed in an atmosphere of bigotry and that, in fact, inclusion enables all of us to attract the very best and brightest people to live in our great city. We applaud your efforts to defend against all measures which seek to tear us apart rather than to unite us. Tucson stands with those who offer courage and compassion. So once again, Tucson on board for unanimously supporting, opposing, transgender discrimination.
Nice. That's
fantastic.
And in the state of Arizona, God, there
and
is hope.
I wouldn't have, because Tucson's a smaller city. You don't think that they're going to be doing things more progressively than fucking Phoenix.
Right.
But they are.
They're very progressive down there in Tucson.
College town. Definitely a college town.
And well, that's very true. Yeah.
Did you... what, Katie?
Well, something that's cool. I don't know if I said this last week. I don't know that I had seen it yet.
We don't know. And none of us know what anything was said last week.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, everyone was going through and changing their Facebook profile pics
to
the equal sign.
Right.
So Facebook, or maybe it was Huffington Post actually, did some statistics and looked at kind of at some mapping to see where the highest concentrations of people who changed their Facebook status pictures was.
Oh.
Number one in the country.
Where?
Coconino County.
Really?
Wow. Arizona. Wow. Coconino County.
That's crazy.
Have the highest per capita, like highest concentration per capita of people who changed their Facebook.
Okay, now on that. Now, you all looked at me like I was crazy last week when I was saying...
We do that every week.
Yeah, true. Okay. But when I was talking about the conservatives, their response to the equal sign was to talk about President Obama's vacation and the spring break. And now that's like the hottest thing going. Now everybody's up in arms that the Obama daughters went to the Bahamas. And somebody let out what hotel they were at, which is a huge security breach that the Breitbart report did. Okay.
May I just
what you got?
This was what the NRA put out.
Of course.
Because of the equality. Equal I don't guns. Know if you guys have seen that.
Fuck you, NRA.
Okay, so here's the other one.
Yeah.
I had not seen that.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I haven't seen that either.
Someone put up that I had to, like, say something on their page, and another topic that we'll get to later, but on this particular topic, I had to do it, that the other thing was two babies' feet in pink saying that to fight for gay rights was absolutely stupid when babies were still being aborted. So it was two baby's feet in the form. And so I wrote on the one
especially
woman's page
potential
that I deleted.
Gay babies.
Doesn't even make sense.
Of course.
I'm like, well, first off, I think if you're anti-abortion, a safe bet would be gay marriage. Because unless you get all your biology from Paul Ryan, two people of the same sex can't make a baby. So no accidental pregnancies and almost zero net abortions.
There's not going to be an oops.
Right.
Zero.
And then I'm like, and then the second thing
and
would be
And if there
like,
is, it's usually fun.
Well, yeah. and it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
something's wrong.
Something is different here.
And then the other thing I said is, plus with gay marriage, you get gay adoption, which is your other alternative to abortion. I was like, you fucking whore. So now I really can't stand a girl. And after the next thing that she did, I'll tell you why I deleted her. No, but we'll get to that in its time. But this one was about that equal rights thing. That this is the crazy shit, and I've done a lot of deleting of conservative friends over some of this
the
shit
crosses,
lately.
Shocker.
Which just is
no,
bullshit.
That I left them on this song. That was a part of my inner peace and moment of zen this week was just deleting people. I'm like, you're a fucktard.
The other thing was the crosses. They were doing on the red background
I
with
think
the
I
white
saw that
cross,
too.
Which was, you know, fuck you. We hate equal rights, but we love God. It's just like so...
And the other one was the one, did you see Willie Nelson holding the
oh my God,
up?
Hysterical.
Two,
so that one I'm
two
on board
doobies.
With.
That was funny.
There was a lot of that were pro-equal rights that just had their own twist.
They were just
to
silly.
It.
Well,
yeah.
And there were other ones that were like promoting businesses.
Right.
Bud Light.
Bud Light did
the two cans.
I didn't see that.
Someone wrote two cans of Bud Light.
No. Someone wrote on that, your beer tastes like warm piss, but I will go out tonight and drink five of them in your honor. Thank you so much.
Pretending it's hot semen. I'm just kidding.
So.
Well, I was trying to make it more appealing to some listeners.
That sounds more like a shot.
And not to others. No.
Don't get the whole glass.
Just a little. Should that be chunky? I'm sorry.
Just a thimble.
Spit that out. What are you doing?
That is your choice.
You have no idea.
That is your choice.
Is that mouthwash?
I don't know. Go ahead, Marty.
So Chris Cluey back in the news. Viking punter Chris Cluey to play. It says to
still
players paranoid about gays, grow the fuck up. This was the whole get a Cluey. He came out with a powerful piece on CNN that I believe.
I don't have audio for that.
We don't.
I'm sorry about that.
Nope,
I could probably find it, but I didn't.
I have it, but that's not a big deal. It was just Chris Cluey is so brilliant, and he. About whether a gay player would be a distraction to the team. And he doesn't mince words. Instead of looking at a gay player as a distraction, ask yourselves, how much better would that player be if he didn't have to worry about hiding the core part of who he is?
Right.
You know, and how amazing that could be. How many more sacks would he have? Free of that pressure. How many? I know, it cracked me up.
Saxophones?
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
How much better would he of a player would he be? That kind of thing. So it was really, really interesting. But the grow the fuck up, I just thought, seriously. He wanted everyone to know that they have a lot of allies, that they have allies within the NFL.
And allegedly there's a player about to come out sometime in the next couple of weeks, that there's somebody primed and ready. And I don't know what the event is that they're waiting to coincide with.
I'm not sure. CBS Sports reporter had stated that. And Anderson Cooper had asked him, what do you think of that? What would you say to him? And he said, just be yourself. Come out and be yourself.
Oddly, I happened to be channel surfing and I caught the interview, part of it with him. He's a cute guy.
Yeah, he's such a cute guy.
But I was interesting to me again, and not that everybody doesn't know that Anderson Cooper's out and about and blah blah blah. But it was interesting to me that it was, he was interviewing Chloe. Chloe didn't care. It was almost like a non-issue.
Right.
But it was just,
as it should be.
Exactly, yeah, as it should be. But it was just the fact that Anderson was interviewing him and how interestingly passionate Chloe is about, get over this.
Right, let it go. Yeah. Well, and Anderson's, why is it such a big deal to you? And he said, well, I was raised to that everybody's, you know, equal. And I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, there are a lot of religions, oddly, that talk about that kind of thing, you know, accepting people. And then he said, he's weird, right? And he just gets this look on his face like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Duh, of course.
Right.
And he said, there are a lot of people that'll, this made me laugh out loud. There are a lot of people that'll never get it. You pretty much just have to wait for them to grow up and die. Grow old and die. And he just said it and then moved on.
Strom Thurmond. Right. You just got to wait for him to die. Or Jesse Helms. Jesse Helms is who I'm really thinking. He's dead. But okay. I mean, these people, they're just going to be bigots for the rest of their life. So you just have to just hold on tight and wait for them to, Tyler, die peacefully in their sleep. I will not have a hand in any of it.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty fantastic. And he wrote a piece for the Supreme Court about Prop 8. I didn't get that on here. I'm sure it's brilliant, though. I need to look.
Yeah, and I think we need him for thoughtful vulgarity, because he really, his writing is just chock full of, well, cock monster was the one from the last
the
one.
The lustful cock monster.
Oh, wait, what was that from?
The lustful cock. If you haven't read it, I can forward it to you.
No,
it was his letter to the state representative.
Oh, I heard about the letter. I didn't realize that
that it won't turn you into a lustful cock monster.
I don't remember that.
But it's full of vulgar. Because most places where you read it, they bleeped it out and they put things. They did a lot of stuff with it. But it's very funny. And this, not the thing he wrote to the Supreme Court. That was very respectful. I read that.
Right. Oh, you did read it.
One of the other press releases that he wrote was not. It was like an open letter again. And I'm like, oh, this guy's my hero.
He's just cool.
Yeah,
good guy.
Yeah. He and Ian Badejo are very, very, very cool. So get a Chloe. I enjoy that very much. Yeah. Mr. Mickey.
Magic Johnson's 20-year-old son hit the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles hand in hand with his boyfriend, and his parents apparently could all be happier. His name is Irvin Johnson III, also known as EJ. He's one of Magic Johnson's three kids. The Lakers legend tells TMZ, Cookie and I love EJ and support him. Cookie apparently is Magic Johnson's wife.
I'm hoping his wife,
yeah.
Yes. talking to food.
He tells TMZ that Cookie and I love EJ and support him in every way. Magic goes on to tell TMZ that they're very proud of him. The feeling is mutual because EJ told us he's been hoping and praying that his dad's team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, ever since Magic and his business partner took over the franchise. He's hoping for them. Also, he's a huge Lakers fan as well. He was a student at NYU. He has a closer relationship with his parents. And back in August, apparently Magic Johnson tweeted, thanks to my son EJ for hosting me at NYU this weekend. Looking forward to taking him to dinner tonight in the city. But I think that's cool. I never knew. Did any of you ever know that Magic Johnson had a gay son?
No.
Because I think he just came out today.
No. Well, okay, he didn't. Apparently, the media just found him because he is tall as me. He's wearing a faux fur, walking with a purse, hand in hand with a white kid. I put the video.
If you go to
our Facebook page for the show and look. I put the video on there where they, you know how TMZ is. They walk down the sidewalk and they interview people.
Scum of the earth. Scum of the earth.
Since my mom loves the show TMZ, I'm sure she was already up on that. But I was surprised because I didn't realize that through all that I've heard of with Magic Johnson, obviously one of the first sports figures to ever contract the HIV virus and go through all of that, that now we find that he has a gay son. Obviously, there's no connection to those two.
But somebody will make it.
But he was already born.
It still is just interesting.
I'm just saying, somebody would make that. It is interesting.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, we're affecting Korea, for heaven's sake.
Oh, no.
I got a story on that coming up, too.
Just how many ways he's become an ally.
Absolutely.
Right. That's a good, exactly.
How many different ways he has into, I mean, not that you have to have someone related to you be poor to appreciate the poor, but the part that got me was just because back in that time period I followed basketball a little bit,
okay,
and I kind of had a little tiny crush on him.
Which one, Johnson?
Magic Johnson.
Okay.
His big smile. Oh my god!
You realize he has both arms, right?
The fact that his kid was 20. Shocked me because the last time I had read anything about his personal life, it was a toddler. So when I saw that picture, my mind could not compute that. I'm like, Well, this kid's like 5 years old.
No, he's 20 years old.
You know, because to me, 1992 was last week.
I understand that. Yeah. To you also, 1978 was last month. So exactly. We're good. Oh, by the way, thank you for posting that excerpt from Barbara and Donna. That was lovely.
I don't even want to tell you how much I paid for that bootleg.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit later. But it was good. I loved it. And I specifically went to 455 and listened. It was good. Marnie, go ahead.
Well, he's got the rifle. I've got the rack, according to Sarah Palin.
She's very busy.
I saw this.
Number four, you're a cunt.
Completely. That is hysterical. That was hysterical. Palin comes on and has this thing at CPAC.
CPAC,
at the speech. She gets up there, and who is giving her the time of fuck? Well, we are right now, but it's DeMocker. It's DeMocker.
Oh no, everybody was kind of like, huh? Why is she here?
What in the hell are you doing here? So she comes out and she saved her most pointed criticism of the night for the president, of course, likening him to Bernie Madoff, and taking a shot at his call for the universal background checks on gun owners. She said, dandy idea, Mr. Well, let me do it the way that I would know how. Oh, dandy idea, Mr. President. Should have started with yours. Really? Shut up. Like, just, come on.
Was it?
The background check.
Oh, come yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
Come on. That was her whole point. She drew cheers when she paused in the middle of her remarks to sip soda from a big gulp. The type of supersized sugary drink that New York Mayor Bloomberg.
I have to give it to her. That was funny part of that video.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
The thing that makes her just as stupid as all fucking get out. First off, to make a birther joke now, it's done. It's over. You're done. But the thing with that,
hit this on the head.
The thing with that ban is it didn't affect 7-Eleven or gas stations, and it didn't affect drink.
Yes.
Right. So she was drinking the wrong goddamn thing.
Right.
She
wrong
was juice. Drinking something that wasn't banned.
That's right. Our big gulp is safe. That was funny. Our big gulp is safe. So anyway,
she said it was safe because Bloomberg wasn't there.
Right, because it wasn't there.
Not realizing that that wasn't a drink that was effective.
It was never a part of
gas stations were never. She's such a dumb cunt.
So we can hear what a little bit of what she says about her rack. Right now.
Well, it wasn't that exciting. It's a metal rack, a case for a hunting rifle to put on the back of a four-wheeler. And then, though, I had to get something for him to put in the gun case, right? So this go-around, he's got the rifle, I got the rack.
So she's making fun of herself like she's got the rack.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Stupid idiot.
And she did a whole thing in that speech criticizing Obama and criticizing all these people who hire... who hired lobbyists and who hire, and I can't think of the right word.
Consultants.
Political consultants. And then they went through her, because now Sarah PAC is running out of money, and they went through her budget. Mm-hmm. Like 90% of it was for political consulting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So everything she was
consulting.
On the cross, she
that's
was just
fun.
Getting that last
everything
nail
the
in
cross.
When they were like, dear, that's all you spend money on.
Right.
God, she sucks.
She's
difficult.
Has been difficult. Get out of the limelight.
Right.
Yeah.
There's that.
Go ahead.
A cross-dressing gay priest buys an adult bookstore and then uses it at a front to sell meth? Are you kidding? Well, I'm going to put this
week on Breaking Bad.
Right. I'm putting this story in the crap you can't make up category. His name is Monsignor Kevin Wallen, a Connecticut priest now being nicknamed Monsignor Meth. He's expected to plead guilty next week to participating in a conspiracy to distribute crystal methamphetamine in Connecticut. And we have a little audio excerpt.
The former Catholic priest, dubbed Monsignor Meth, is now looking at 10 years in prison. 61-year-old Kevin Wallen pled guilty in a Connecticut courtroom today to his role in a cross-country crystal meth ring. Police say he was selling the drug out of his apartment and that on six occasions, he sold to an undercover officer. Wallen will be sentenced in June. Four others involved in the ring are also facing charges.
And they just got a new pope.
Yeah.
Damn it. Right. He's smearing the image of the Catholic Church right now. The Associated Press reports that Connecticut authorities said that Wallen had meth mailed to him from co-conspirators in California and made more than $300,000 in drug sales out of his Waterbury apartment in the second half of last year. He also purchased a bookstore, one that sold primarily pornography and sex toys. What the fuck else do you do at a bookstore? Which he used as a front to launder the money. He served as the pastor for the St. Augustine Parish in Bridgeport for 9 years until he resigned in June of 2011, citing health and personal problems. Prior to that, he served 6 years as a pastor of St. Peter's Church in Danbury until 2002. Good God, what can I don't?
That whole getting tired and worn out happens to a lot of Catholics.
A lot of them.
Yes.
You fuck enough boys, you get tired.
I'm sorry.
you get all kinds of worn out. I think.
Sleepy time,
nap time.
I am sensing. I'm sensing a theme here. I'm not sure, but that doesn't seem right.
I just, they need some like acai berry.
I just
it's
acai berry.
Yes,
acai
yes.
Berry. I don't know.
Some kind of antioxidant.
Something.
I like that all
to wash the children out. Honest to God.
Is it a scrub?
It has just been a weekend.
Loofah.
And I don't know if it's because of the risen indeed.
I dropped the loofah.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry,
no, no,
go
no.
ahead.
Just the craziness that people have been posting. And this other former friend of mine, luckily she deleted herself from the world. She deleted herself, which was a much needed break. Because I know, and all of us know her very best friend. Like we all know her, like one of her closest friends, who's gay, and she's this Catholic idiot that goes on the, and she went on a rant last year with Obamacare that we need to be tolerant and think about Catholics' feelings when we're allowing birth control into jobs when Catholics are so against it. So all of a sudden we have to start thinking about Catholics and what
feelings?
They need.
Yeah, right?
But she's so offended by...
Which is a choice.
By gay marriage. And I'm like, listen, sister, first off, religion is a choice.
Yeah.
You can choose to not spread hatred. But that's right. What you've chosen to do. And her brother's on there, and he's giving this whole thing about how compassionate he is, but saying that children of gay parents thrive is so misleading because children with one limb can thrive. But wouldn't you rather they had both limbs?
Oh,
and then she said that she wants us all to abstain. If we would just abstain, like she loves us, but only if we abstain. Like she loves chocolate. So I'm like, listen, listen, chicklet. Oh, and I used to like this girl, but now she is like, cunt number one in my book. First off, my love of another human being is not comparable to your chocolate sometimes. Although sometimes, yeah, it is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, right. Similar.
Same feeling.
And chocolate.
Just as messy.
Well, yeah.
Missing a fucking limb. Yeah. And I'm like, you are not. And I just the same thing I always say. The whole point of our government is not just freedom of religion, but freedom for your religion.
Like, right.
Don't look for my indulgence when you're offended by birth control and then expect to turn on me and tell me that a child I might have would be the equivalent of someone missing a limb. How cunty, anti-Jesus on the day that he was risen indeed is that? I am sorry, but Jesus wept after he lost his sandals. And we still haven't gotten the fucktard.
We saw it on the Bible.
We still haven't gotten the fucktard thing in yet. Go ahead. Keep going. I like this section.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, this kind of speaks for itself.
Talk about it, Marnie?
Well, I just...
he almost
someone
spit.
Who needs no introduction. And then they go on for 15 fucking minutes.
Well,
Davina, I can't stand when people do that.
Oh, go ahead, Marnie.
Well, that was your cue.
To which?
Ghetto Fabulous Boy. Do you not have that one?
Ghetto Fabulous Boy.
Ghetto Fabulous?
What do I?
The Weatherman?
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that's where we were going.
Your Diamond? What did you just
Ghetto
say?
Ghetto Fabulous.
In the production meeting, I didn't take notes, apparently, as to what sequence in which we were doing this.
There was a reporter.
Tell the story.
There was a reporter, and this was a while back, but I found this on YouTube and was hysterical. Have you guys seen Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
You ever seen Beverly Hills Cop? There's a point where Eddie Murphy comes out and says, "There's a banana in my tailpipe," you know, because he's making fun of how white folks.
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe routine.
That's right. And he goes through this whole thing, and then, you know, he gets back on his, "What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah," you know, and goes through this. Well, this reporter is somewhere in Podunk Backville, and as he's doing this report, gets a fly in his mouth. This is what happens.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
A live shot.
I have seen it on YouTube so many times.
My God.
And then, it always cracks me up when somebody uses the term, this country motherfucking place.
Fucking country motherfucking
place. Because you never think that word's offensive until you hear it.
To go from,
there's a banana in your tailpipe. Yeah.
Buttoned up there.
The funny part
what
is.
What caused him out right. of school? What the fuck?
Well, all of us who have ever been behind a microphone realize that there's the voice that you use to do that. And then there's a, like, God, what the hell is going on? There's that. It's exactly what. I think that might be that's worth a replay.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Yeah. I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. I shit flying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see color. Just get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.
If it wasn't for liability and ASCAP, I'd play the theme from the Jeffersons immediately following that.
Sherry Shepherd does a really funny thing in her comedy routine so about how she goes country. And I just think that is funny.
I thought that was one of the funniest things I've ever said.
That is
thank you
a moment
for that.
Of brevity.
Yes. That is some funny, 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 funny
levity,
shit.
I think is what
levity,
yeah, levity, it wasn't short.
Levity I meant. Well, compared to me, let it go. Let it go.
That is some funny, funny stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
I have to stop this. Okay, we are at 7:41. We are in the middle of headlines right here on Q Talk America. We're going to come right back in just mere moments with, well, I'm sure other things that we're going to talk about, like, well, more headlines right after this. Once again, Q Talk America.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at QTalk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at QTalk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our QTalk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/QTalk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code QTalk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com.
Tyler just put something
now,
I did not get a chance.
The rest of the story.
Okay, continuing on with our headlines. Somebody that I did not think was ever going to be a gay ally, come to find out, she is. And she's a very pretty one. Marie Osmond subtly reaffirmed her support of gay marriage equality in a poignant ABC interview. Diane Sawyer, who may or may not have been loaded at the time, interviewed her. And the singer-actress, who is currently promoting her new memoir called The Key Is Love, My Mother's Wisdom and a Daughter's Gratitude, spoke frankly about her daughter, Jessica, who came out to her. I believe she was 17 when she came out to her. This is a quote from Marie Osmond. "The God I believe in is a God of love, not fear." Osmond, who is a practicing Mormon, told Diane Sawyer, "I am having trouble reading for some reason. I don't know why." As for same-sex marriage, Osmond noted that, "I believe that my daughter's civil rights as a mother, and I think that my daughter deserves everything that she desires in life. She's a good girl. She's a wonderful child." She then added that, "I don't think God made one color of flower. I think that he made many." Osmond, who is 53 years old, has spoken out in support of lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender rights in previous years, usually citing Jessica's role in that mindset. Quote, "I think everybody should have the right to share homes and finances with somebody else that they care about."
Nice.
I just was really surprised to see that. Now, in contrast to that.
But the tolerance ends there. Is that where you're going now?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Oh, the rest of the Osmond family took a little time off. Okay. Is that where you're going?
Well, I was just going to say, coincidentally, the same week that Marie's spouting this, their brothers were doing a rally up in Salt Lake City.
With Alan, and Google him, because he's a fucktard.
Oh.
Alan Osmond, I guess he's one of the ones that stood in the back while Donnie made them famous.
Oh. In a brown suit.
So he was a little bit not in role.
Oh, okay. He's
a little bit homophobe.
He's a Jan Brewer. Yeah, homophobe.
Oh, okay.
But
oh,
yeah. And it turns out Donnie Osmond, because I did a little research on the Osmond clan to where they stood on this.
Okay.
And clan, I think, is the right word.
you use that
intentionally. Do you do these searches after I post stuff on our Facebook page, or do you just do this randomly?
Oh, no, she was on my list,
oh,
too.
Oh, got it, okay.
So, because the Osmonds stopped touring, okay, in Branson, Missouri, where else is that tour going? Like, where else is that?
Donnie and Marie were just here.
Right, Donnie
and
Marie.
And they were in Vegas.
But the Osmond family, the other five, seven, ten, however many there are, they stopped touring.
A lot.
Now, Donnie has a web page with, like, askdonnie.com or askyourformerheartthrob when you were 12.com.
Okay.
And he goes on and on about... he won't say that he's specifically against gay marriage, but he just puts up the diatribe from the Mormon church. Oh. And that's what he posts. He's like, I just take this literally. And it's pretty horrible.
Okay.
What it has to say about gays and marriage. So he puts that up. He did because that you're Donnie and Marie in Vegas. You don't want to piss off the gays.
No, because we'll shut you down.
Yeah. Right. So he put that up on his webpage, but he did not show up at the rally. And then Marie is pro-gay marriage. So you've got the five Osmonds that people couldn't even name them. They're like the Jacksons, but even less famous.
I have no idea. Because
I at least know who Tito and Jermaine are.
And Reby. Don't forget Reby.
Oh, Reby.
You are always
good at the Jackson.
Who's Reby?
Reby's the oldest.
Centipede.
She had a big old hit single.
Oh, it's a girl?
Google yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reby?
Oldest sister. Yes.
Older sister. She hit it big before Janet did.
Look up.
Wow.
She's Google horrible
centipede. I didn't even know
video.
There was another sister.
She was more talented and less famous than LaToya. And then, of course, nothing compares to Janet. So,
maybe more manly than Michael. I'm just going to go throw that out there.
Maybe. So, and still alive.
Yeah, still alive.
More alive, right.
More, absolutely.
So, I mean, do some Googling and go on that I think it's called askdonnie.com. But just Google Donnie Osmond and you'll get to that horror show.
Got it.
But I was just amazed. You grew up in show business.
Right. Yeah. You knew a Mo everywhere.
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 And Marie Osmond, when you read, because it turns out this is not, they were really using a lot of... stock footage for her, because it turns out this original interview was from 2009 or maybe even late 2000. It was right as Prop 8 was getting into trouble, and she spoke up because the Mormons were getting all this flack.
Okay.
Because they funded it, because it was their fucking fault. You know, it certainly wasn't unjustified. But she came out in support of gay marriage right away and said her daughter, mostly because she had just had a child commit suicide.
Right.
And she
did.
Was not going to have somebody start talking shit about her daughter. So she had to, like, get it all out in the open, because she wasn't going to go through that. Like, I'm, you know, anti-gay, but... I'm carrying a lesbian with me.
Right.
And did you see Cher's sign? Equality
that was
sign?
Awesome.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just the thing that I was hoping one of you would bring up the Osmonds, because that was good reading. I got to tell you, I got a couple hours out of that on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, if you want to,
I spent my Easter very carefully.
I posted the link to the video that Diane Sawyer, ABC News, posted. It's on our Facebook page, The Show with Clayton McKee. You can look for it there.
I think that when you were saying that she could have been drunk, Diane Sawyer, I just want to point out that perhaps she was just exhausted, much like I was last
night. Yeah. See? That's
so
what
tired.
You should have gone could with.
Have been.
With.
I'm
could
so
have
tired.
Been.
I was suffering from Mariah Carey, Diane Sawyer exhaustion.
Well, I was.
Mariah Carey.
Totally.
Overexposure?
Oh, that one from the Queens of Comedy. I'm sorry, bitch. Only white women get exhausted. The rest of us take a fucking nap.
I got to learn how to take more naps.
You
got to
watch the Queens
Apparently.
Of Comedy.
We
yeah,
all do.
Funny shit.
It's on it. Go ahead, Martin.
The other story that I had was one I just found, actually.
Oh.
And you just can't go wrong with this. Talks about bear butts and papayas.
I enjoy both. Long walks.
Right.
Sandy
is that,
beaches.
Is that what you do? Yeah.
Sandy beaches. Okay.
It's a good drag name. Sandy beaches.
Sandy beaches. So apparently, we don't know. I'm going to say it ahead of time.
Okay. So this is an alleged.
Alleged.
All right.
Alleged. That takes time to load here. Buttocks-bearing woman jailed after papaya attack in Vero Beach.
Now, Vero Beach.
When papayas attack.
When papayas attack. When they come to
next
get
on
you.
Fox.
Well, since they canceled the other show about looking for criminals, they get a papaya attack show.
It could be. In Vero Beach, the police were called on March 10th to a disturbance. Officers were met by this Suzanne.
Papaya?
Evlarina.
Evlarina. She's country.
Right. Well. And her husband's a little bit rock and roll. And her pants, you know, her pants were partially down and her derriere partially exposed, therefore. And she's 49, so the next boyfriend came to her house looking for birthday sex. Which happens a lot, I'm sure, in Vero Beach.
Hey, at 49, if someone's still coming knocking for birthday sex, right? Don't turn it away.
No, don't start throwing papayas at him. Anyway, she was described.
If that's what they pay for, that's what they're getting.
Could be, right?
$20 is $20.
I got some papayas for you. Anyway, she was described oddly as very intoxicated.
Oh.
Yeah. Typically bear butts and papaya throwing. Take you to that place.
Unless you're at Folsom Street in San Francisco.
I just didn't have any papayas
Sunday.
Last week. But. Anyway, she turned around, the teen that saw this and called the police said that she turned around, lowered her jeans below her hind quarters, as it were.
Oh, hind quarters.
Yep, and said, kiss my butt.
Oh.
The end, right? Oh. She said, the teen said he could see everything, and that was something none of us wanted to see.
Well, a teenager doesn't say anything at 49
like,
years old.
This is nothing. This is not fantastic. All the affidavits are on here.
So where was the papaya?
The papaya, I don't think, has shown up yet. Records did indicate the ex-boyfriend's 58th birthday was shortly before this papaya-throwing, buttocks-bearing brouhaha.
And a great brouhaha ensued. Okay. I love that word.
The
love
records
it.
Also did not state if the ex-boyfriend received birthday sex.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
And we do not know if she has an attorney. Oh.
Always waiting for that. We're always waiting for that.
So that was fantastic. Anyway.
I love an article about good birthday sex.
And or lack of.
Yeah.
Due
or
to
not.
Papaya.
Yeah, sure.
You never know.
I don't know when that ever happens. okay, going in line with stupidity, let's continue on with this story. A conservative radio host and the president of the Southern Baptist Convention suggested recently that support of same-sex marriage and gay rights could be linked to North Korea's most recent threats against the United States. Radio host Rick Wiles recently welcomed Southern Baptist Convention President Reverend Fred Luter.
And Dick Luter.
Onto his True News program on Wednesday.
True News.
All the news that isn't fit. They both agreed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's threat to strike the U.S. could be connected to the most recent debate on same-sex marriage and the Boy Scouts' possible inclusion of gay members.
Do you have the audio on this?
I have no idea
on
this.
Oh, my God. Are you done?
I'm not done. I have got script to read.
Okay. No. Well, you didn't say, because his first line of his quote is fantastic.
Well, let me see if I can find that. Oh, wait. Is it starts with God?
No.
Oh, wait. Well, you know what I'm going to do, Al? I'm going to just turn this over. Here, you script through that and find the first quote. You read it. Skim.
Oh, what he says is, now.
It's not on there?
No.
Oh, let's find it.
I'm not great at prophecy. And then he talks.
Oh, no.
That's the preface to everything you have on there is his little kicker. Now, I'm not great at prophecy.
I had that copy.
But.
That copy was somewhere.
Yeah. That's but awesome. No, read to the rest of it, because that was the part that just killed me.
Oh, no, here it is. I am not that strong in prophecy, but I would not be surprised that there is not a connection there simply because of the fact that we've seen it happen in Scripture before. Yeah. I would not be surprised that when we are debating whether or not we should have gays leading the Boy Scouts movement, I don't think it's just a coincidence we have a madman in Asia who was saying something about these things. In June, Luter was elected as the first African-American president of the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest Protestant group, the Washington Post did report. He previously said he disagrees with President Barack Obama's stance on same-sex marriage, reasoning that God says such a union would be just between a man and a woman, not between two men. However, he did claim that he had love for the gay community. God has specifically spoken about gay marriage, he told CNN after his election, denying any possibility he would fight for gay rights in his new position. Marriage, quote, it's a quote. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's biblical, not president. No one can change that.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now,
I love two things about that story. One, how you read all of his quotes like
country.
A southern country gay man. Yeah.
I do, and I can.
And two, I love how it says in there specifically that he had a call, that he had a guest on, and they both agreed that this was all being started in Asia because of the gays. Right. And I just like the idea that perhaps they wouldn't agree, that they would have someone on that maybe would think that doesn't actually make any sense.
This is like,
but of course,
Fox
News. It's true news, and of course, they both agree.
Little is known, a follow up to the story, little is known about North Korea's stance on gay rights. However, as the Human Rights Watch notes, quote, there is no independent media, functioning civil society, or religious freedom in North Korea, and as many as 200,000 people are currently imprisoned in labor camps in that country.
Good. Taking care of the
now,
people.
And the other one, and he, oh God, it's been so long since I posted, I don't know where he is. He is the new black conservative, he's a neurosurgeon. And somebody's got to Google this and get me his name.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a neurosurgeon, and he is the new darling of the Republican Party because they found a black person.
Black Republican.
Did neurosurgeon. Did something happen?
Or? And so he's on there, and they're asking him all these questions. Like
they
parade him out whenever, like, Fox News just pulls him out, like, we know a black person that doesn't own a pizza place. I mean, it is so offensive the way that they talked.
Well, like, he seems to like he's eating it up. I mean,
he's eating it up. He doesn't even get that Fox News is just playing token Negro with you.
Oh yeah, big time.
They are. It's so
and they use it and they go
obvious.
Look. We obviously love black people.
I mean, it is seriously like driving through the habitat and having him driving on the hood of the car. We found a black person and he got him on Fox News.
We got the prettiest Negro
ever.
So he says that no one can change the definition of marriage. Not homosexual. Not NAMBLA, not people that practice bestiality. And of course he's like, well, I don't mean to compare those three groups. You just did it in a fucking sentence. How stupid, like, and it's I have a friend that used to lie to me about stuff, and I'm like, please increase the caliber of your lies. Because we both have to like each other later, and I hate you now for how bad your lies are. Practice. There's no shortcuts.
You're just a bad performer is all he is.
Oh, my God. So this guy's like, I think people are, they're taking my words out of context. We just read the sentence back to you.
Yeah,
dumbass. But the fact that he doesn't understand, Fox News is parading you out with Marco Rubio, like, we found two minorities right here behind the glass.
Oh, and there's an Asian woman. There's an Asian woman, too.
We're not going to touch them, but they're right over there.
That's Trisha Takanawa. She's a reporter.
Wow. And a midget in a bikini.
They almost have Noah's fucking art going on. Oh. Like, maybe
they're very inclusive over there in the GOP.
Sure they are.
And then Sean Hannity. Anyways. Don't get me started.
One of the last things that I have is about Mr. Nugent.
Not dead. The atomic clock, I can't even read
it
anymore.
What is it, 10 more days, right?
No.
I thought April 1st.
I thought it was April 10th for some reason.
So what he
or
12th.
Is he on the death watch?
Yes.
With a bullet.
Yep.
Where is he? No, oh, number two. With a bullet. Got it. All right.
Or a crossbow. I'm not picky. And
I don't know. and I really mean this. I'm not trying to continue to go back to it. I don't know if I had said this last week because I had it then. That you guys had asked who would be dumb enough to invite him to the State of the Union thing. Steve Stockman was the person.
From Texas.
Right.
Yeah, and he just did something horrible this week. He's got a new offense. Right. He's a recent offender, too.
That I hadn't heard.
We got a Google News app.
It might be Rep. Louis Gohmert. It's another Texan.
No, but Stockman's on. He's been on David Pakman all week for the fucking shit he's been spewing.
Oh.
Well, he had, as far as the time, it says, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year. I don't know that he gives an actual date. So,
April in general. Like, we have all 30 days to enjoy.
Because this was done February.
I mean, even a bill isn't late after 30 days. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You get two notices.
Two notices, one written and one oral.
Exactly. So, we're still on that death watch, and we haven't really heard a lot from him. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Maybe he's gone underground.
We're just waiting for the cat scratch fever to kick right in.
That's right.
Kick right in. All right, so now we have Tyler. We have Tyler's headline.
Oh, hurry.
Which, yes. Wait.
Wait,
oh,
I got
which
it.
I've got as well.
I've what? Got it. Now I got to find out where it is.
So Tyler was talking about...
this is the chat room, by the way. Tyler from Tennessee is in our chat
Tennessee.
Room.
Hi, Tyler.
So there was a little boy, and actually I was going to bring this up earlier, but I thought I'd wait. When you were saying, Al, that... Oh, don't worry. We just have to wait for all of these crazy bigots to grow up and die. Actually,
we
not
got a long
true,
while on this one.
Because they just keep breeding younger children to follow
right.
suit. I
you're
mean,
right.
if you're in your home and you're just preaching hate, everyone the kids are going
right.
to listen. So
right.
There was a kid, I think 10-ish, stood outside. There was a Methodist church in North Carolina.
No, that would make sense.
Yeah, North. No,
North
actually,
Carolina.
No, no, it's a Methodist church in North Carolina, and they're open and affirming. I actually meant I had this on my list last week.
Oh yeah,
week.
they're good. They won't perform any weddings until gay weddings are legal.
They're on our team. Longer hosting any marriages, and because their whole congregation,
that sounds like the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Their whole congregation has vote. I mean, you have to vote on these things as the congregation. The members actually have to vote, and they are an open and affirming congregation. And they said, "We're not going to do this, and we're all okay with it, and we all are supportive." And then on Easter, as these people are coming out,
because he has risen indeed. Like you always got to throw that in. Their highest and holiest days. This is the message. Yeah.
And this little kid is standing outside with a. Here's what he says. He's holding a big sign. It's very Westboro, but he's not Westboro. The Bible talks about homosexuals. They're worthy of death, but not only them. But not only them do that, but them approve of it. They're worthy of death, and you people approve of that. That's why you're all going to hell without Jesus Christ. It's time to stop the sinning and get right with God. So anyway,
well,
all
this is the hate there, that's already been flowing into an 11-year-old.
11. It's Easter. He is risen indeed. And they're all in their bonnets and their baskets, and it's cute. And this like little psycho shithead who doesn't even know what he's saying is standing outside like just yelling at these poor people. Yeah.
What is not news to me apparently from that is I didn't realize if I'm going to hell, I didn't think Jesus was going with me. I thought I was going alone anyway. So I'm not, that's not
if
really
I'm
news.
Going to hell, I prefer
like,
he
that's
does.
Not a threat to me.
No.
Yeah.
My mom's already said that that if that's the way it's going to happen, that she'll be the bartender when I get there. So we're in good hands.
And I'm going to be their first jockeying for position. So you'll have a good seat.
I'll be driving the bus. So
actually, exactly. We got hell covered.
We're good. I like it.
Wow, hour one went really quickly. Very well.
That was very well done.
Very well
done.
We'll keep. Well, we're gonna work. We may have to have a rehearsal. We'll work on that.
I like it.
As long as there's liquor.
It's the show of. There's always liquor. It's the show on Q Talk America. It is the end of hour one, followed immediately by hour two, because it just kind of goes up one.
Dracula's our idol.
two hours. Coming up in hour two, it's our entertainment segment. We're going to have a drinking game starting. Our drinking word will be courtesy of Al Perkins. Also coming up a little bit later in the show, we've got Dr. Drew's Death Den, where people who are alive jockey for position for when they're going
to
die.
Get on the
We'll be back right after this. It's Q Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my God, good evening once again. It's hour two. We are back.
Short fucking minute.
Sorry, Al. We are back. It's the beginning of hour two. It's the show on Q Talk America. We are actually. We thought we were done with headlines. Al actually has a couple little follow up items he wants to do. We're gonna.
We're gonna skip it. We decided.
Oh, I wasn't part of that
executive
meeting.
Executive decision.
Oh, yeah. So where are we going now?
Drinking word.
Oh my
drinking
God.
Drinking game.
Stand by. I have to get.
And
so
I'm
much.
Torn between two good ones.
Ugh,
Two good drinking words.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn.
I hate when that happens. We'll start that in just mere seconds. Once again, it's the show. We're here every Tuesday night, 7 to 10, Arizona time. It's Gay Pride weekend for us here in Phoenix. We're glad to be part of it. Katie, June, and I are hosting the parade. We do it every year.
Yeah,
if you
I'm
are,
excited.
If you're in town, meaning in the Phoenix metro area, would like to join us, pardon me, there's pollen in the air. If you'd like to join us at Cobalt here in Central Phoenix, we're going to be having a couple Bloody Marys before the parade. We'll be there about 8:30. on Saturday morning.
Can't wait.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
It'll be cute.
I mean, if there's any benefit to the fact that I wasn't impregnated last Wednesday, it's this, really. So, yay, Pride.
Yay.
All right.
Okay, well, whatever. We'll get with that. Anywho, the beginning of hour two, we typically always start out with it's Marnie, Katie, Al, myself in the studio, and then we have a little thing we call the drinking game, and it goes something like this.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, we have so much to discuss this week. Walking Dead decides to choose the day that he has risen indeed.
Drinking word.
I haven't even done it. Oh, my God.
I was trying to get ready. I was trying to get ready to do things. All right.
We got to do drinking word first.
All right, here it is. Here it is. You ready?
We can't do this out of sequence. It fucks with me.
I know.
All right.
Da-da-da-da-da.
What's the drinking word, Alfred?
I don't mean to steal your thunder for when we interrupt each other.
No, we've done that for 20 years.
Or would you like brouhaha?
Oh, are those our choices?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that we
it's
have
like
a choice.
Sophie's choice. I can't decide.
I like brouhaha.
Brouhaha, or I don't mean to steal your thunder.
Because we always interrupt each other, and I thought that was a fun way to interrupt. Because that's what you said last week that I needed to write down. Because you interrupted me, you're like, I don't want to steal your thunder. And, like, and by the time I wrote it down, all I had down was drinking words.
I think we should take, can we take a vote? Let's do a vote.
Okay.
Who wants brouhaha?
I like brouhaha.
One.
He's cute.
Who wants, what's the other one?
Steal your thunder.
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Outnumbered.
Okay,
steal
so
your
that's
thunder.
It. Steal your thunder is it, and at this time we'll do this
because we can work that in. All right, yeah. Entertainment. Walking Dead highest ratings ever again.
Love that.
And I don't know if they blew the Bible away, but they may have. and we have things to discuss. I already talked about that. Freddie Mercury, it turns out, in the 80s, snuck Princess Diana into a gay bar dressed as a boy and got away with it.
Oh.
Jim Henson's wife is dead.
No!
I can't find the page that I read this from. Somebody from Buck Wild is dead.
Yeah, 21-year-old kid died, yeah.
We have a new title for the Finding Nemo sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have too many pages open. I actually can't find shit. Game of Thrones gets renewed for a fourth season. I'm sorry. Was somebody wondering about that?
No. I've heard a lot of people talk about that.
I wasn't saying it like... Who cares? I was saying it like, well, of course it's going to be renewed. It's all anybody like, talks about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah lately that's what I've
yeah,
heard
Game
of
Thrones is a big thing. So Finding Nemo has a sequel lined up. It's called Finding...
Dory.
Finding Dory.
Which is Ellen DeGeneres' character.
It's the cute little fish.
2015, which means that there will be no worrying about money for Ellen DeGeneres
ever.
Anytime in the near future.
Yeah, or ever.
The Walking Dead. Now, I have to say, spoilers ahead. Just turn down your sound if you haven't watched it yet. That was your warning. I don't think that anything besides the violent death of the governor was going to satisfy viewers. Like, I completely understand.
Were people upset about the ending?
Just kind of, because everyone wanted a knife through his head.
Well,
but
And I was very surprised that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't totally understand, unless it's like a weird Stockholm syndrome or a we can't make it on our own. The black guy and the cute Hispanic guy that are part of the governor's task force group.
Did you watch The Talking Dead? Getting into the most uncomfortable road trip in history? Like,
yeah,
where are they going?
I watched most of it, but I was like also feeding Palmer during it, so I was missing pieces. But
are they going antiquing? Like, where are they going?
I mean, it was just so... weird.
I think they were just afraid. I think it was just fear.
Because they're just scared.
Yvette Simpson Brown, and I might have her name wrong. She is so goddamn funny, and she has notes.
And she comes with, I love the notes.
She comes with notes. But her comment of like, I've never seen two big men get so gingerly into a truck.
Yeah.
Out of complete fear. And Tyler, I have a question on this that I want you to answer. Let me go to my other page so I can get it right. Tyler, I hope you've seen it because I'm not on the page where I can find out that question. So let me gotta look at that. That's under chat. Does Marnie have a drinking limit tonight? None of us ever have a drinking limit.
Yes, we do.
All right, so Tyler, too late. What Muppet was his wife? That is so funny. I see y'all. Okay. So the question the question before us is, where's her clitoris?
How do you get a fork?
Okay, so The Walking Dead. First the hitchhiker, and now the surrendering teen. Is Carl making good choices, or is it just a sociopath?
Oh.
Is it game over? Because I think this kid, if this show stays on long enough and this kid grows up, this is probably one of the best crafted roles ever written for an actor. Like, well, you have so much to go with. But he's like, what is he, 12?
It's interesting what Simpson Brown, which seems really weird, because isn't that the woman who O.J. Simpson killed.
Yeah, I feel like I have that wrong.
I feel uncomfortable.
Brown Simpson?
Yeah, I feel weird about that.
I feel like we're making a mistake on her name. But you know the woman. And she's really hysterical. Funny.
But that was what she was saying, too, right? Is that, like, he's never grown up in a world that hasn't, or he doesn't even remember the world that's not
violence
like
and death.
This, that's not kind of post-apocalyptic. And I don't know. It just seems weird. It seems like everyone that is kind of tries to stay a good guy, tries to keep their sanity,
wrong.
They all die.
Yeah.
Dale was like the perfect example. He was such a good man. Died.
And I thought Shane was spectacular. But my favorite moment, and I put it on Facebook, but I wasn't able to talk country there because of the limitations of Facebook. But I swear to God.
I don't mean to steal your thunder.
But when Carl drops that badge and he says,
yes.
You ain't worthy of the badge, son.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he
God.
Just looked at his. So this little kid looks at his father, who used to be a sheriff, and now he's just fucked
and
up.
And he used to idolize his dad.
He looks at his dad, and you think he's going to hold his hand, and instead he drops his sheriff badge on the ground. And I seriously, in my head, I went all country because they're from Georgia. Like, you ain't worthy of the badge, son.
Yeah.
I don't mean to steal your thunder, daddy, but you a fucktard.
Yeah.
So I love that. So, but not only is
The devil went down to Georgia start to play immediately following
him? Oh, it was
God,
ready.
It should.
They should get that on there.
I kind of feel like we should do interpretive dance while they're talking about that that show. Because,
well, I'm going to get you back. On board.
No. I'm just saying, because as it's going on, I feel like we should be like flying through the air and doing something.
Just like get
maybe
zombie.
That's more ballet than interpretive.
Surf do zombie
know.
On us.
Yeah, a little zombie action.
All right, well, I'm going to pull you back on board on this one.
Well,
I found
right
this
here.
Little nugget in headlines today, and I wanted a time machine to go back to this fucking bar.
This is crazy.
Freddie Mercury and two other people. The one wrote a book. And I didn't know the third person, but the one who wrote the book told the story. And so all sources are dead. But allegedly, Freddie Mercury and two other people brought Princess Diana. And if you remember, Princess Diana was huge on pop music. Like,
right. Yeah, she was. Of course she was.
Mm-hmm. And when they did the tribute to British bands at the Olympics, we were talking about the sons are there, Harry and William. Right, William?
Yeah, William.
They're in the audience. Why is Duran not playing? Like,
yeah.
It was her favorite band. She went on and on about it constantly. Like, Duran was her thing. Well, it turns out Queen was, like, number two. And her and Freddie Mercury became fast friends really quickly as she rose to fame. I guess she reached out to him as part of the Prince's Trust and all that stuff. Okay. They snuck her into a gay bar, and it wasn't just a gay bar. It was like a filthy leather bar because that's what Freddie Mercury was into.
Okay.
And they dressed her as a boy. And
got away with it.
Because Freddie Mercury was so famous and he wasn't in disguise, all the attention went to him.
Okay.
And they said the happiest moment of Princess Diana's life was she went up to the bar and ordered a drink for the ordered the round and walked away. And no one
Nothing.
Knew her. And
Isn't
they said because
something?
She had such a nice, like a nice fit body,
sure.
that everyone was probably thinking, I guess she had a baseball cap and glasses on and with her short hair, they're probably thinking, well, that's a cute boy with a perky butt.
Sure.
Isn't that funny? And
that's
I just thought that story was delightful.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's a cute story. I didn't know about that.
And you got to wonder if anybody that was there can read that story or hear that story.
And remember being
now
there? That was
oh,
her.
Shit. That's you the know, cute blonde yeah that was with Freddie yeah Mercury that God, night that in the leather bar.
Wouldn't that be something?
I wanted to fist her.
Or if people had cameras at the time and they were right just taking different pictures of
and
Freddie
they
Mercury.
They thought they were stealing Freddie Mercury's sure thunder and they weren't even fucking close.
That all is right really cool.
All right, well, so we already talked about that. We already talked about that. I didn't read any of the rest of these. The best part is because it's easy, it's fucking the day of the risen Jesus. The Bible, all the Bible could do was rival The Walking Dead. Like, The Walking Dead, like, stepped all over.
It's awesome.
But they're both about resurrected zombies, as we talked about last week, which was Marnie's funniest moment, comparing the shows. And I like how that was how the Bible ended. Like, yeah, we're done. We're done.
So done.
Now somebody has to help me out. I'm just going to throw this out there because I don't watch the show, but I'm assuming that someone does. Hmm. What is with the Buck Wild star guy?
Kelly watches it. Okay. If there's any
yeah
surprise.
I have never, is this they like were, the...
It's what, like
that
a
Steve.
It's like a yeah. It's like well, no.
Jackass.
It's more like a
yeah.
It's
Jackass.
It's kind of the less of a Jackass, more of a Jersey Shore
dumbass
in the South. Okay. So it's like oh, you know, they put a bunch of like New Jersey fucktards in a home in the Jersey
all
Shore.
Listeners in New Jersey.
Yeah. No. And, I know they have some fucktards.
Yeah, and so that was the... And then they like, put a bunch of alcohol, and then they watch them be stupid and, like, hurt themselves. Right. So...
It's like tapping on the glass of an aquarium.
Same thing. Yes. Like, extract the Jersey, put in some Southerners, like in fucking Alabama or something.
Country.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Give them a little country. And watch them all.
That's a better word.
Watch them all just get drunk and act foolish. And so I don't know how the kid died.
I can tell you how the kid
okay
died.
Okay, but it's
this
sad.
This just came out on the news just shortly before we went on the air. The father, him, the 20-year-old, and another unidentified person, apparently they went four-wheeling in their... whatever their truck or whatever it was, they got stuck in the mud and they actually died from asphyxiation
oh
from a
carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Now I saw that and I'm like, you're in
open
a
window.
I don't know how that happened.
Unless the
it was submerged.
The cab was submerged and that's why the air was trapped yeah in there. I just thought that was really, really strange. And it's just one more show that goes down for
yeah
like the strangest
it's
reason.
Just another...
Buck Wild is West Virginia.
Oh, is it?
Tyler's,
okay. So
Tyler's letting us
makes,
know.
Makes sense.
It's
makes
just
sense
another... I mean, it's just silly because it's like they just take these no foolish kids, give them a bunch of... And then they just make them get drunk and act stupid for TV. Of course someone's going to die.
Gonna, of course they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just weird that that's like continues to seem to be like a formula for great television.
Right. It's and
like it's
and
riveting TV.
As Clayton knows from yesterday when I updated him, my new favorite choice is make good choices.
Yeah.
Clearly
yeah
those on MTV say,
no,
are not.
Well, and it says Tyler says carbon monoxide was the effect. The cause was stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, really, yeah.
And probably a lot yeah of alcohol.
That's
I mean, let's be real.
It's probably a true mm-hmm story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cuz you have to be pretty submerged.
Yeah, something has to go terribly yeah wrong.
And then I'm going to segue. So Jane Henson, who helped create the Muppets with husband Jim, dies at 78.
Oh, I didn't realize. I had not heard that. Usually I'm first to know about Muppet yeah things.
And I forgot that he died rather young.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And surprisingly.
Because yeah. I was at the gym today for my personal torture session. And as I was losing consciousness and praying for death, I saw like Jay Henson dies. And I'm like, all right, is it 1988? Because that's when Jim Henson died. But it was Jane
God, it
Henson.
It was 1988. Wasn't
was it
yeah
really 88?
That
same,
like...
same year as Andy Gibb and Divine, who both died on March 8th, 1988.
Wow.
I was on a road trip on my sister's birthday.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Me neither.
But let me make sure. So I'm just going to go there
like,
and make sure.
Because I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
I'm
but...
sorry.
What?
It said he died in 1990. All right, I was wrong.
No, that makes sense.
May 16th, 1990.
I was going to say, I'd even go later than that, but that's, I don't know.
But he was 54, so her being in her 70s makes sense. So, dead. I don't know what else to say.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah. She's hanging out with Whitney.
And they're having a good time. Oh, and then the last thing, because we talked a couple weeks ago about this whole shakeup at NBC mm-hmm with Jay Leno leaving,
oh,
Jimmy Fallon coming in.
Oh, I was hearing about this today on the news.
All right, so you have to Google it, because I have to send you stuff now that I know we can have like audio clips from all of us.
Sure.
They did a parody of Tonight from West Side Story.
That's funny.
Tonight. Well, they did about the Tonight Show. And it was Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno singing. And it, well, we all knew that Jimmy Fallon could sing. That was no surprise. Yeah. Turns out he's got a lovely tenor, not just like a an imitate anybody I know's voice. Jay Leno can sing. And it was the first time I genuinely enjoyed Jay Leno. Was he was in on the joke and played it to the hilt.
That's cool. I
it
like
really
that,
was.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I was like, all right, Jay Leno, you're not a complete douche.
Because when all of But when all of that was happening, Letterman and Conan and Jay Leno and just all of that, it was really kind of a struggle to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, to every time you turned something on, it was there and it was... Jay Leno kind of seemed like he was like the kid
going,
hey,
they're just
going,
trying,
hey,
to, they're just trying
know,
to steal
hey.
Everybody's thunder. Like, yeah. just... I'm going to drink on that one because this liquor's delicious. And then, speaking of stealing thunder, they are trying to do some kind of shakeup at The View. And, if you know, I've been 16 years with this program. And you can tell that they're grooming Brooke Shields to take over for...
You said that a while ago. Yeah.
For Joy Behar, because she's the right age. Because, you know, it was supposed to be 20, 30, 40, 50, but now everybody's like 60, 70, 80, death.
Not dead yet.
Sounds like we should add someone to the death den, though.
Well, I think just Babs' bad luck is starting to mount up. Well, now this whole rumor came out that, you know, they're getting rid of Elizabeth Hasselbeck. They've denied that, but they denied it in the way that, like... No one's leaving today. We don't want to say anything, which made me think, oh, they're going to can somebody at the end of the year. But then they're saying that Barbara was retiring, and she's like, if I retire, you'll hear it here first, meaning she's not going to get sucked up into gossip. And somebody in the panel said, she's a newswoman. She doesn't need other people to report her news. And I'm like, bro, that's funny. But she's had so many health problems, and she's 83, 84 years old.
Right?
I can't remember. So it's time, and she's had a couple major.
She's
hits
looking great. I mean, like she looks good. She's like totally with it.
But
for
in
being
the last year,
yeah, she's gotten a little weird.
She gets a little bitey.
Yeah,
like
she's kind of pissy with all of them.
Exactly. Like instead of going with it and the different personalities and loving that, she gets real.
I've
frustrated.
Got something to bring up in the death march.
Okay.
In a minute.
So I just thought that was weird the way they handled that. And then my big news from last week turns out was a lie, that Steven Spielberg is not coming back for Jurassic Park 4, which I was all excited about because all my problems with with Steven Spielberg, I love it when he does action-adventure movies. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones, right. Jurassic Park. Like when you're going to race something to the end of time and just have fun with it, then bring on John Barry. Hit me with that dun-da-da. You know what I mean?
Like
hit me
that.
With all of it.
Yeah.
Give me a dinosaur coming at me, but it's coming out in 3D this week, and I will be the first one in line on Friday. Like, I don't care
if
I don't sleep
before. Are you a big 3D movie fan?
No, I don't. But any reason to go see Jurassic Park in the theater again, I don't care what they're doing as long as I get to. And that was digital. When that came out, digital sound was new.
Okay.
And the big deal was we chose our theater wisely to make sure that we saw Jurassic Park in true digital sound.
I can't believe
that. And when that foot hits... When the boom, yeah, boom. And the theater shook and my chest shook. I'm like, this is good.
Yeah.
So wait, what year did that come out in the
92.
Theater?
92.
Because I remember going. 92, 93. It was like one. I didn't see many movies. We weren't the big movie family, and I remember that was like one of the first movies that I can remember. I was 12.
Your dad would have dragged you to that. Right?
Yeah. I was 12, and I remember. I remember it was a big, exciting outing to go see Jurassic Park at the theater, and I got my own big popcorn tub, and we were like so excited, and I just,
and it was,
I just
it was
totally
a roller coaster
remember that.
Ride. Like,
oh my god,
movie
it was
never
so
lets up.
Fun!
And when Tim and I in the house got the sound system put in, and we had the full surround sound, and they drilled holes in the ceiling, and they put it all up, and Tim deferred to me because they were like, "All right, what do you want to test the sound system with?" I'm like, "Oh."
Stand by.
Give me just a fucking second.
Yeah.
And the guy's expecting like some music, and I'm like, Jurassic Park, please. I'm like, I need my chest to rattle when that fucking Tyrannosaurus hits the ground. And the guy's like, okay, first off, no one's given me a movie before. No one's given me a specific scene, and no one's told me what body part needs to shake. And Tim was like, yeah, that's why we're going with him.
Yeah,
and so he kept adjusting the bass, and you know, there's Harrison, it's too loud, it's too loud. Whenever she comes to me, it's all she goes, too loud, it's too loud. I'm like, shut up. Everything in my life is too loud. But I gotta tell you, and the guy was like, oh, I'm going to buy this vid. He's like, when I install sound systems, we're going to watch that scene. I'm
that's
like,
that's a good idea.
That is smart.
That's
a good idea.
If you're going to sell me a subwoofer, I want my chest to hurt. I want to feel like concave.
Yeah. Right.
And right. it's regular old Jurassic Park that's being reintroduced in 3D.
It's like they did with Titanic last year. I thought that because I've been seeing ads.
Commercials.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Did you just say regular old Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a monumental feat in and of itself.
Yeah. I love Jurassic Park 3. Like, I'm the one person that will stand up proudly in a room and be like, I love that fucking movie. When that plane crashes, and I love a plane crash. See Flight, see Lost.
Flight,
if you can make a plane crash in a movie Flight where I almost throw up and shit my pants, I am. That is good movie making.
Oh my.
I'm done. Well, no. All right. Let me segue into because I have to update you on the last thing because I was enjoying my delete button so
Damn
much
it.
This All week.
Right.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Okay. So Cunty McPherson or whatever her name was, the girl that I had to delete this week. Now, I saw this on Facebook, and I honestly thought, no one's that goddamn stupid.
Okay.
Okay, and then I went on all my conservative friends' pages, and they were all up in arms.
Please,
because,
for that.
Because the Christians, on the day that he has risen indeed, it's their highest fucking holy day. Like, the Jews shut up and sit in a dark room.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get on Facebook and bitch, and this woman bitched about, they didn't have Easter eggs or a bunny. I'm like, okay, first off, Jesus freak, if what you're worried about on Easter
is the bunny
and the rabbits, or not rabbits, the eggs, you're a fucktard.
Yeah.
And don't get on my fucking case. They thought Cesar Chavez.
Google. This is the Google thing.
Everyone thought it was Hugo Chavez, the recently deceased head of some country in South America.
Right.
Venezuela. Dictator.
Venezuela. No. Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez.
His birthday.
Christian hero to millions of poor people who lifted up the poor.
Oh.
You dumbass motherfucker. And I put it, and this was right after the abortion comment.
So true, yeah.
I'm like, you are the most intolerant human I've ever known.
Did you write that?
Yeah. I'm like, get fucking Google or Bing or whatever you're going to use now in protest and find out who he is before you start some campaign to stop Google because they honored the fucking Venezuelan dictator. I'm like, you are the stupidest bitch on this fucking planet.
I love it.
What was it? What was it about Obama?
God, I wish you could just tell us who she was.
Did you hear about Obama? For the Hugo Chavez?
No.
That was what they had. Somebody from high school that he declared it Hugo Chavez Day.
Oh, yeah. Because no one can tell the fucking difference. It's a last name.
That's what they
really thought that. There was a guy that I graduated high school with that I'm playing with why I'm keeping him on there. And I've hidden a couple things. So I'm like, you stupid fuck.
But, I had to delete
it. It's one of the where it's starting to bite me. You don't like Obama, whatever. You know, but some
but
of the
stuff. But at
least
know what you're
bitching
about.
But know what you're bitching about. And up until now, he's held a belief that I do not hold. But okay. Until that. Yeah. And I saw, you know, something bashing Obama for declaring it Hugo Chavez Day. And I went, what? Are you?
Plus, and I don't know if he's from Arizona. But this
he's from Minnesota.
And she, is she. So is this one. But she came here for a while.
Lucky
and
me.
And I get it. Like, I understand. And so I had a whole lecture the other day at work. Because somebody brought up that I think the Tempe police have get a paid holiday for Cesar Chavez Day. Mm-hmm. Because Tempe makes a big deal about it. And Tim and I used to live in the cornfield was just adjacent to Cesar Chavez Park.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go on a boring walk with me, take me somewhere where they have plaques commemorating anything and I will read the whole fucking plaque.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I can't stop myself. It doesn't matter how trivial. So I used to go to Cesar Chavez Park and read about his things and I'm like, oh, that's why we were boycotting grapes in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like I knew not to eat them, but I didn't know why.
I know. I have a friend who is Cesar Chavez's great-grandson or something, and he has many, 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 many great-grandchildren and grandchildren.
Yeah.
But it's my friend. God bless him, and I love him. He's great. But it's his claim to fame. He's like, you know, I'm related to Cesar Chavez. Every time you meet him. Hi, Alejandro Chavez here. Cesar Chavez.
Well,
grandson.
And you know,
and I love him. He loves it.
And one of my best friends is Renee Chavez, so I'm always like, but not me. Because when we were talking about everybody was upset about Hugo Chavez dying, I'm like, probably not Renee.
Yeah.
But after the how dare we ask for rights for gays when babies are being aborted, and then she went on. So I posted, you're the most intolerant person I've ever known. I feel sorry for your two children who have to live in a household full of hate. And then I put Cesar Chavez's obituary from the LA Times on her page. And I'm like, you're not worthy of the badge, son. And I deleted the bitch. I said, I just stole your thunder and I walked away.
Stole her thunder. It is 8:28. It is a Tuesday night.
I didn't mean to take up 28 minutes.
Well, no, it's your segment. We have another half. We have a long way to go before we even get to the death watch. The drinking word is, tell me. Something about thunder.
Steal my thunder.
I hate to steal
You're
your thunder.
You're not worthy of the badge.
Something like that.
I love never going to come.
We are going to have a little word from our TLAGay.com, and then we'll be right back with more right here on Q Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at QTalk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at QTalk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all of those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our QTalk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/QTalk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code QTalk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
And Katie June.
So I wanted to comment and follow up on, Al, what you were saying about Facebook and deleting people. I feel really, you know, Kelly has the same problem. And I wonder if it is kind of a generational thing that she has so many of her old friends from high school that are just so bigoted and just fucktards. It's one of my new favorite words, really. And
I'd
because,
like to say I made it up, but I think I just made it popular.
Because I don't have, she has so many people on her page that are conservative, like assholes that always, you know, are talking about this thing. I don't have the same thing. I have some people. And they are not my high school friends. They are certainly not my college friends. And, you know, and I will post some things. I try not to get too political on my Facebook page because I used to go there and it just was made me verklempt.
It also causes more issues.
It made me verklempt. Like, right.
Oh,
and
yeah,
And I just wanted to, like, I would hate looking at my page and other people were fighting, you know, on my post. Yeah. So
were
I
they
just.
Kung fu fighting?
Kung fu fighting.
Everybody won.
I'm pretty sure that's and scene because we don't want to pay.
We never even got close to the
next
tune,
caller.
So I think we're safe on that one. I don't mean to steal your thunder, lady. Not even in the ballpark. You might as well have been singing Billy Ocean.
We could if you'd like us to, as a matter of fact.
I know it's always just a moment away.
I played that on Sunday at Charlie's for the 80s show just for you.
That's fantastic.
Though you weren't there.
That's
no,
what
I was
stopped,
not.
That's what stopped the show.
I like that.
Go, Katie, go. Awesome.
So I did have someone, one of my friends posted on his Facebook page about how he was so, now this is, I've spoken about him before, my friend, he's a young gay guy who's conflicted about the religion with the family and the whole thing. Sick of seeing Facebook so divided in politics, gay marriage, and so many other social issues. It's sad to see that our society treats another in such a judgmental and intolerable way. No matter what your beliefs or arguments, Jesus is love, and that's the end of it. So that made him feel better, and that was his post, and ultimately he's saying, just be nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got a number of people on there who are going, yeah, yay for you, and we agree. And some dickhead writes on there, fuck you. Pretty sure, and knowing full well that this guy who posted this is gay, pretty sure it actually says somewhere in the Bible that homosexuality is immoral.
Oh my God.
But we are all definitely not the ones to make judgment. And so, again, I don't get into Facebook fights. So about 20 minutes after I saw that, I wrote, pretty sure it actually says somewhere in the Bible that, because I looked at this guy's profile first, that tattoos, Leviticus 19:28, gossiping, Leviticus 19:16, eating shrimp, and then and my sister said that this guy was a total man whore. And premarital sex, Deuteronomy 20:22-20-21 are immoral. But who are we all to definitely make the?
Cherry pick what you need to.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Anyway,
just good on you.
Yeah, so like I just, I love just, that. Yeah, I felt
and the,
really
and
good
the
about
Catholic
it.
One that was like, you know, she wanted us all to be on the on board with no birth control, but then was intolerant. Mm. I'm like, I had to post on there as her and whoever the fucktard with the limbless comment was.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you're talking about me like I'm an alien from another planet. I'm like, we work together, you stupid bitch.
Yes! Like, my God.
We have the same job. I went to school. I'm not some creature under a fucking microscope.
Yes.
And she was like, this is why I have to get off. I feel like what I'm saying is hurtful. Yeah, so stop saying it.
Yeah.
Or better yet, stop thinking it.
Just stop thinking it. Well,
but I'm like, but now every time I see you, I'm going to know.
And there's another GOP that thinks the same thing. Now, I didn't look up the guy, Steve. I looked him up, but I didn't know what his most recent news was. But just within the last couple of days, we have yet another GOP from Texas, Rep. Louis Gohmert.
European?
Yeah, hopefully. If he was European, I don't think he'd be quite so insensitive.
Idiot.
Or fucking stupid. He linked gun control to gay marriage. Somehow, at a conference, on some conference call. So he basically, he says, and I point, speaking on the gun magazine limits, I pointed out, well, once you make it 10, then why would you draw the line at 10? What's wrong with 9 or 11? And then the problem is, where do you draw the limit? It's kind of like marriage. When you say it's not a man and a woman anymore, why not have it be 3 men and 1 woman? Or why not somebody who has love for an animal?
I know, it's always bestiality.
I just don't understand, like, what
animal can't consent. Now, we've already said polygamy's wrong, and there's different
reasons.
What
about Catholics? I'm not saying all Catholics. I just mean, like, with the idea of the Pope and all of that. I mean, kids aren't consenting either.
Yeah.
When
you have
they turn a blind eye to that. That's the whole hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
But the bestiality thing that everyone and I put it in my post though one day. I'm like, I don't like animals. Why would I fuck one?
Yeah.
Although I fucked a lot of boyfriends I didn't really particularly care for. So maybe that's not related.
In an animalistic way. Right.
Exactly.
There was...
What was it? Grudge fucked against a stump?
Against a stump. That was one of my favorite moments from the show.
We later called her Stumpy.
Stumpy. No.
Seriously. Although she had all her limbs.
I hope she's having a good...
She had to hold on to the stump.
Right. She's having a really good life somewhere right now, just because we've talked about her so much.
I don't believe she is. I don't believe so.
That's sad. And yet another GOP from Florida, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Committeeman Lane Rees, he's the committeeman for the Walton County GOP chapter there. He was also awarded a couple years back as Man of the Year. He is active in the evangelical community. He is married, a real stand-up guy.
Of course he
is.
Just today was arrested on charges of child pornography.
Yeah. Say it isn't so.
He faces
up to 10 years in prison and $10,000 in fines for each of the child pornography charges. So there are multiple.
Now, but the Rockefeller laws in New York State, so I want to get on this. 25 years,
mandatory
sentence,
parole
for marijuana possession, any amount of marijuana.
Oh, my God. Really?
So you can fuck as many boys as you want to and only get 10 years, but cross the street with a joint in New York State, 25 years mandatory.
Wow.
They're called the Rockefeller laws. Look them up. They're trying to get them repealed. Mm. Draconian in the worst
sense.
That
is crazy. That's insane. Yeah. But it's just frustrating. It's the hypocrisy. It just makes me angry, especially when you're hearing about all of these things on ye highest of holy days.
Yeah. Like, and we're not fucking around. Like, Christmas is the bastard.
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Christmas, he was born. No one gave a shit. A couple guys showed up from out of town. Who cares? But it's...
They brought some good gifts.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do with myrrh.
Frankincense and myrrh. But the gold is good.
Something stinky. Give me the gold back.
Yeah.
But can we look at the gifts again? I don't want to steal your thunder, mister, but I'm going to go back to the gold.
Where is this from?
Who made this? But this is the real one. This is the one that we can't mix up with any. You cannot.
No.
Absolutely. It cannot be a holiday.
Yeah.
You cannot have a day off from anywhere because this one has no Santa Claus. They haven't worked on the music yet. Not that people like rabbits.
Yeah, it is like religious. It's religious.
Oprah's based. Favorite things: Reese's peanut butter eggs. That's the only
the white chocolate. Reason. White chocolate.
That's and the you only hate reason. You hate her. Why do you know that?
What?
You hate Oprah.
Oh, but her Oprah's favorite things is you watch.
You shouldn't hate
you watch
her.
80 women have a nervous fucking breakdown. Seriously. Because they she have gave to them have a paramedics.
Wait, have you
they
actually? Have
to have oh my god! There.
Wait
Mad
a minute.
TV?
Wait a minute. Was it Mad TV or was it Saturday Night Live? Whichever
Mad
one.
TV.
And the yeah, that is the best. And they're like humping chairs. And
chairs.
Someone actually picked up a. Oh my god! They redo it, and the people in the audience. Someone actually picks up a chair and throws it across the room, and people are crying.
And the one lady's head flies right off.
Explodes.
I'm Oprah. Winfrey!
Yes!
Okay.
Yes,
do yourself a favor when you go home tonight, and please do not miss doing this. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey does Jackass. I went to the movies, and I saw the most amazing movie of my entire life, Jackass! And
is it a Mad TV skit?
Your soundboard probably just exploded. And it is all the guys from Jackass with the Deborah, whatever her name was, that used to do Oprah on Mad TV. And girlfriend, yeah. You have to get in a filthy garbage can and roll down a hill.
I've seen it. I've actually seen that.
I know that.
Yeah, Mad TV, and that woman is on.
Right, but you have to see her on Jackass, oh, and it's all the real people from Jackass.
I love how your voice melts. I went to the movie this weekend. I was on the greatest movie ever, Jackass.
I've seen it so many times. I used to drink on Monday nights. It was comedy night, and they played all these comedy skits. And I would just talk to the customers after I was done working.
Good.
And I would calmly drink and steal their thunder, do what I had to do.
Steal their
drink.
Thunder.
And for weeks, Darren was playing this clip, and I didn't know what it was. And she's so good that I thought it was a commercial for Oprah Winfrey. Mm. I thought, because sometimes he would play live TV.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was, I never listened because I was like, Oprah, God, I'll just tune out. And then finally he's like, how have you not commented on this yet? I'm like, what? It's Oprah. He's like, Oprah's never been on Jackass. Watch the fucking clip. And it is Joel Ratner in mind. Everybody, in garbage rolls down the hill. Oh, I'm going to stick these firecrackers down the lazy motherfucker Stedman's pants.
Hello, how are you? Yes, wow, yes, girlfriends, hello. Today we're standing outside at the Carl Sandburg Arboretum. And our show is dedicated to a very profound film that I had the blessed opportunity to see on DVD. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see it in the theater because I was stuck in a stall in a ladies' room at a pizzeria.
Uno. What was this profound movie? Jackass! And then at the end, she's like, guests of the Oprah Winfrey Show stay very near this place. And they show like,
Oh my gosh, she's...
Guests of the Oprah Winfrey Show stay right near my parents' house! And it's this shack, because she hates her parents.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Oh, that is so funny.
Jackass! You will thank me personally every day of
your
life.
Just Google Oprah on Jackass. You'll find it.
That's funny shit.
You will never find anything funnier in your whole life.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted. We're going to get busted for it. Just saying.
But that is some funny shit. I also, just a couple of pieces of local news.
Oh. You said something about a zombie locally earlier.
A couple pieces, right?
So bated breath.
So one is Matt Salmon. Do we all know Congressman Salmon? And also,
he didn't die, did he?
Actually, Senator Jeff Flake. Gay people in the family totally choosing to ignore them. So Matt Salmon's son, Matt Salmon Jr., they're Mormon. And Matt Salmon Jr. is gay, openly gay, always been gay.
And came out very heroically and publicly a few years ago. Like, came right out, open, gave a great
really
interview,
open,
I think, to Echo.
But he's
like
also...
Like you worked for Echo.
But he's also the... Just eat
was
some more
a
chocolate.
Was that a drive-by? What the hell?
Eat more chocolate. It was a papaya. Just eat some more chocolate.
It was a papaya.
I didn't see your butt.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks.
So anyhow, also though, the like chapter president of the Log Cabin Republicans, so he's super, super, super gay, but super Republican, which is horrifying. And his dad gave an interview recently about gay marriage, and we're talking about it, you know, of course. Mm-hmm.
Because of Ron Portman in a very similar situation.
And he says, I also have a gay son. I will never be supportive of gay marriage. I just can't bring, in my heart, I just can't bring myself to be supportive. And this is what pisses me off. I love my son very much.
But I can't support
him. But I can't support him at all. And I can't get on board with his lifestyle at all. And they just so happen to mention at the end of this article, which actually came from the Phoenix New Times, that the Flake boy, who is actually Jeff Flake's nephew, is also a Mormon. Oh, I don't know if they're Mormon. Irregardless.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. He's driven past.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but I hate that fucking word.
I know, but he is also gay, and the Flakes totally nothing to do with him. They don't want to see him. He doesn't interact with the family at all. And I just, you know, again, hypocrisy in the GOP.
Oh yeah, the other person I had to delete this week had a big thing about the National NOM, the National Organization of Marriage, and how he fully supported them. But then when people were like, you realize they're a hate group. Like, they're a recognized hate group. Yes. And he's like, it's not me. I have gay friends. And I'm like, you have one less. Delete.
Right.
But then I had to work with them the next day and ride up the elevator with them. And I'm like, oh.
This is awkward.
It's hard to tell him. I'm like, I didn't really like you yesterday either.
Yeah.
And I had, it was one of those moments where I had to just, I just had to be L.T. Perkins and say,
fuck you.
Know, I really never liked you. Like, I don't know why we were ever friends on Facebook. Right. Because I
don't like you at all.
I don't like you. So, I have to steal your thunder.
I wasn't going to take it.
Stephen Colbert, I need an Emmy. I will go get the Emmy for him to walk it to his house. But he was talking about with the Ron Portman thing and everybody coming out, whether they had gay relatives or they didn't have gay relatives. I'm going to get through this. Stephen Colbert says, wait, I got to get the right state. Georgia senator annoys. I can't do it.
I love this.
Junior senator and noise Bill Cosby makes when he gets out of a chair, Saxby Chambliss.
I have to tell you, it doesn't matter what he just said.
I
have no idea.
I
have
either,
but that's fantastic.
Georgia senator and noise Bill Cosby makes when he gets out of a chair, Saxby Chambliss, says that he would never marry another gay man.
What does that even mean?
Because you know how Stephen Colbert does? He does Donald Trump. Real estate mogul, hairbrush denier, like he always gives them like some second identifier to help you. Seriously, I almost shit the bed. A noise Bill Cosby makes when he gets out of the chair. Saxby Chambliss, and can't you picture one of those sweaters
I'm
coming
trying,
out of the chair?
Yes. Yes. Oh, God, that's my favorite. I love that.
That's good stuff.
I have been stopping everyone I know to tell them, do you know what the noise Bill Cosby makes when he gets out of a chair? Saxby Chambliss.
Is that all you had to that? I thought, is there more of a story?
No, who cares?
No, I thought there was more. Because you said, I hope I get through this. And I thought there was going to be more to get through. I thought there was going to be more to get through.
Reading that menu and then that.
That will never leave this iPad. I swear to God.
The menu.
Popcorn crusted popcorn chicken stuffed inside God's. Guys, nothing fancy, meatloaf, and super banged in a volcano of Tabasco butter. We pour it into a lucite heel, smother it with our own special jalapeno sugar brew, and set it on your lap on a neon side. Serve drunk and on fire. Add a Cinnabon and two more Cinnabons, $4.95. Football the meal, warm, broken hamburger served in a clear plastic bag enclosed in a larger black trash bag thrown at you from 40 yards, $19.95. Served drunk and on fire. Served with a side of Bud Light you have to wring out of a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
I want that on the side of my casket. Served with a side of Bud Light you have to wring out of a Hawaiian shirt.
I don't want to steal your thunder. However, going back to your story, Katie, where the Flakes have a flake that apparently
the Flakes have a flake.
Yeah, they do. A couple of them.
Who's got all the thunder?
They're
down under. Like,
oh my God.
I don't recall the name, only because I heard this. I don't know that I've ever met the gentleman, but I understand that Brewer has a grandson that she is like.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If Brewer has one more skeleton in the closet, she's well, she looks be like a skeleton.
Yeah. Oh my god,
she's
got,
she has a grandson that's in the here in the gay community in Phoenix that she just doesn't acknowledge at
god,
all.
It is just weird. It's just weird, and especially coming from the place where I have a child now, I can't even imagine like ever.
I mean, what are you going to do
so
the day
much
that
love
if
for
Palmer
this little
comes
person.
Out straight? What are you going to do?
Well, straight or right, but you know,
what
Kelly,
will you do then?
Kelly,
if you give her golf clubs and she's like, no.
I
want that dress on. And you're like, well, they're lesbians too. We're good. Yeah.
Kelly has a coworker friend who they've been chatting, whose daughter came out or is transgender and had to go through the whole coming out process and whatever. Right. And Kelly's friend is wildly supportive of his now son. He and his wife, and they're super supportive, and they've gotten involved in the community. And I honestly, like, I think if that was Palmer, if at some point she said, no, Mom, I think I'm a boy, as hard as that is, right? As hard as that has to be for any parent, of course, you love your child. I just can't. And that's so much, I would imagine, so much more difficult to deal with than, Mom, I'm gay or lesbian.
I have a very dear friend at work. We don't work in the same department together anymore, but we used to. And her, I want to say younger daughter, identifies as a boy. And it turns into like summer camp issues.
Yeah.
And this girl is so open. She's so just all about, I need everyone's opinion from every single side, that she just throws it out there.
Yeah.
And to some people that turns out are not very forgiving or understanding to anything that's not white Christian male. And I'm kind of amazed, but I mean, the outpouring of advice that she got about how to deal with this, and everyone was so good and recommending books. But what a tough road for, and she's 9. I think the little girl is 9.
So hard.
And all the things that she's going through. So she went to summer camp and she used the boys' bathroom the entire time, gave a boy's name, and unbeknownst to the mom, like the mom dropped her off, said goodbye, and the girl took this little boy, took on the boy's identity and a boy's name, and then there was issues at the end. And my friend said to the older daughter, like, why didn't you do something? She's like, what am I going to do? She's a boy. Like, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Like, what fight do we have?
Sure. Right.
Wow.
And I was like, and what a thing for the whole family to have to do. And, you know, she's coming to work and, like, just really, like, okay, here's today's situation. What do I do about this?
Yeah. But it is just, it's her child. So it doesn't matter. She loves her child.
Right. She's certainly not going to go run for office with Jeff fucking Flake and be like, oh, no, I don't believe in transgendered rights.
It's bizarre to me.
I support the P-bill.
Like
her coming out and saying that.
Right,
what the hell?
No. I mean, that's the kind of intolerance that I just don't get. Like, it's someone, and the worst part is I always think it's someone you know, but even if it isn't, it's another human being. Like, this is not something
who
glass.
Is going through, like, a really, an intense struggle.
Right,
this isn't, like, an easy, guess what I'm going to do today? Like, this is something that has been going on for their whole lives that's been a struggle.
And I said to my friend, We would, because we used to carpool a lot, meaning I would pick her up.
That doesn't make sense.
In the green Saturn with the CD player?
No.
This
was, I don't know, probably like a Saturn View or something. I don't know what car I had because I change them every other week. Steal that fucking car or someone.
Of all the things.
Careful what you wish for.
I know, it's coming.
Yeah.
So, and she was asking my opinion. So I'm like, as hard as I thought I had it and is like, Al-centric is if we're going to keep doing the solar universe.
To steal your own thunder.
I think, to steal my own thunder on this one. I'm like, as hard as I thought I had it, like, I didn't think I was the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I may have enjoyed,
gender.
Gender. Why is that politically incorrect now, too?
Yeah, it's politically correct.
Sex and gender are
different. I got something on my list about that, too.
hate to steal your thunder about it.
Yeah. So I told her, I'm like, you know, thinking I'm gay in a heterosexual world has nowhere near as hard. And I dressed up as Maude. I dressed up as Mrs. Roper for Halloween parties. I liked a little eyeliner a lot.
A lot. He did a one woman. He did a one woman show at Cruising Seventh. For God's sake.
I meant as a teenager, like before drag really started.
But still,
used to cover up this skin when it was like young and fresh with makeup. And now I'm like, are you stupid?
Yeah. You had everything.
You have the skin of an angel, and you're covering it up with like Maybelline. But I told him, like, there is absolutely. I can't imagine anything harder than what this child is going through at this point. Like, you're in the wrong body. Like, you're not just attracted to the wrong, what society thinks is the wrong person. You're in the wrong body. Yeah. I'm like,
there's a lot to change and there and figure out.
And just great respect for this mom raising this child, these two children. One doesn't have a gender identity issue. The other one does. But they always are together because they're very close in age. So they're always put together. And the older one has to always, like, be kind of responsible for no reason. I'm like, what a tough...
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm like, I can't identify. Like, we're not on this. This is not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, these are not the same issues as homosexuality. Like, that's its own animal, and you need to go to smarter people than me.
Maybe don't compare things to animal. Just, you know, because how people
in
are.
Exactly. GOP
I am not a neurosurgeon.
Are Catholics listening?
Maybe a neurosurgeon. Do I have that fucking name right? I don't want to steal his thunder, but
in related news, Justin Bieber's monkey was confiscated. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. I just thought it would throw the animal in.
And he has crabs. I mean, let's just throw it out there. What are you itching at?
Is he always like kind of?
Oh, I noticed that.
Itching,
scratching, scratching.
I didn't mean to change the entire
topic.
He's itchy,
and then he scratches it.
Exactly. Right.
But he is always
I have to go there and all the time.
I mean,
it's weird.
It's gross. And I don't care that you're... Okay. Rachel Maddow is hot. It turns out it's 17 or 30-something. Like, she looks good. It doesn't matter what you do with her. She sings a terrible song. I still like Rachel Maddow. Because they're the same fucking person.
But
the
same hair. Bieber's just such a preteen.
Justin Bieber and Rachel Maddow?
Same person.
No.
It's that my favorite line from Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock.
From 30 Rock. I knew this was coming.
I got to go over and talk to Rachel Maddow because only one of us can have this haircut.
Yes, that's a good line.
I had a Bud Light rung out of a Hawaiian shirt.
Do you have something?
One other thing. Local. Where is it? Gerald Lee Culverson of Chandler killed his girlfriend and chewed on her breasts. Huh. That's happening.
Is that the only way she could get to chew on him?
Apparently.
He threw the papayas, but nothing had happened.
In case this sounds more like a zombie attack than a homicide report.
Local zombie, local zombie.
Okay, he was allegedly killing his girlfriend and gnawing on her breasts. The victim had severe bite marks on her nipples and areolas, and one of her nipples was nearly detached.
Okay.
This is him.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me a picture of the nipple.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait a minute. Little picture. Probably, probably
right, I'm
meth,
single
maybe.
And this guy had a girlfriend.
Yeah. And like nipples to chew. Nipples for days.
Nipples for days.
Anytime when I lived with Tim, anytime we would watch a story about a horrible mother and it would be some like a really atrocious woman, and Tim would be like, you know what the worst part is? Somebody hit that.
At least God, that one time. Yeah.
Anyway, zombies in the valley yet again.
That's just creepy.
Tyler, you have no thoughts on Carl? I opened it up to you, and no thoughts on Carl.
Marnie, you had something?
Well, Sarah.
Cunt Palin?
No.
All right, I won't finish
your
sentences anymore.
I'm all like,
Maloney?
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Sarah Maloney?
Sarah Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Mahoney. Put something on my Facebook, and it was last week, about how you guys talk about Mormons quite a lot.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe... Take a look at this.
Okay.
So the
and we hate all religions. I always want to throw that out there.
Yeah, we're equal opportunity. Right.
Organized religion and me, just not a pair.
Go ahead, please.
I was just saying, by the way, for those of you who don't recall who Sarah is the daughter of the owners of NYPD Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Gosh,
who brought that lovely, beautiful man Joel into my life.
That was Sarah. I love that.
Yeah.
Sarah had just went off to college, and she's up at NAU.
NAU, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so she's certainly Laura would not be the religious type person. Her daughter decided that she wanted to kind of look into things.
Okay.
You know, so she's checking out. Experimenting with the religions.
Okay.
And the idea of becoming a Mormon has intrigued her. And both Laura and I are like, what? Where did you get that? But she's not looking at it. I don't want to speak for her. So
we talked about this that night live, right, as you recall, with the pizza.
Right. And that's what, you know, she's looking into things, whatnot. So that's why she sent this. Church responds, the Mormon Church responds to HRC petition, statement on same-sex attraction. is how they look at it. So there's this gentleman who's representing the leadership of the church. And it says, while we disagree.
Can we make this a teaser?
We sure can.
Let's make this a teaser. Let's open hour three with this. So if you want to hear more about Marnie's and the morning thing, I didn't realize how late we were running. I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
We are running really tight on time for the end of hour two, and we have a hard break coming up. More from Marnie and the Mormon story coming up at the beginning of hour three, just moments away. Also coming up, Dr. Drew's Death Den. We're all going to have a little thoughtful vulgarity. Well, it's hour three. We do it every single Tuesday night. It's Clayton, Marnie, Katie, and Al, all in Studio B, coming to you live from the Q-Talk Plaza in Central Phoenix. Thank you for being here. We will be coming back with all of these things and more. I'm sure there may be a beverage. Somebody might look up something on the internet and find it funny. But coming back in just seconds with Marnie's story about Mormons and a friend of ours who's going to NAU, a friend of a friend of a friend, who introduced me to a lovely young man who... On the list of things I haven't hit, that's on it. We'll be back in just moments right here on Q Talk America.
You're listening to the show on Q Talk America.